home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the First Period Play-by-Play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Glorious and free, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Canadian country music star and the singing voice of the Flames, George Kanyon, with the Star Spangled Banner and Oh Canada, as we welcome you back to the Peter Marr radio broadcast booth high above the ice here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary for this Monday afternoon tilt between the Flames and the Boston Bruins. It is now time to introduce you to today's starting lineups. They are brought to you by South Street Burger. Faster isn't always better. South Street Burger serves fresh Angus beef, house-cut fries, and old-fashioned shakes, all prepared to order. South Street Burger, better burgers, fries, and shakes. We'll begin with the starters for Glenn Gullinson's Flames up front. Michael Backlund between Matthew Tkachuk and Michael Frolik. On the back end, Mark Giordano paired up with Dougie Hamilton. And in net, it is David Rittich. And starting for Bruce Cassidy's Bruins at forward, Patrice Bergeron between Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak on arguably the NHL's best line. On defense, Zdeno Chara paired up with Charlie McAvoy. And in goal, it is Tuukka Rask. Just getting set for the opening faceoff of this hockey game, which will be brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 12 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. An opening faceoff between two of the top four in Selke Trophy voting last season. The Flames' Michael Backlund wins it versus Patrice Bergeron. And we are underway with the first period of play here at the Saddledome. The Flames with their home red jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios. The Bruins with the road whites from left to right. Here comes Tkachuk in with a shot, and he fires it off the outside of the Bruins' net. Now battle for it along the far boards. Pastrnak will pick it up, lug it up the left wing side, and flip it ahead. Marchand trying to find Brandon Carlo coming in late. Can't get him the puck as it ends up ricocheting out to center ice. Carlo will pick it up there and fire it in. And behind the play, Tkachuk and Marchand, surprise, surprise, get into it. And now Tkachuk trying to push Marchand right through the open bench door and onto the Flames bench.
Marchand still got a hold of his stick, finally let it go.
That ought to be fun to watch today. Two peas in a pod and Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand. Noel Achari will knock the puck in behind David Rittich's net, racing in to get it. Sean Corrali. He'll bank it off the board's left point. Zdeno Chara with a shot. Didn't get much mustard on that one. It goes wide off the stick of the Bruins captain. Now fight forward in the Flame zone. Achari picks it up. Tries to step in front. Gets cut off by TJ Brody. Now steps in front and shoots. And that shot flutters over top of the Flames net. Here's McAvoy now. Down low. Picking it up along the end boards. Riley Nash. The consort Alberta native scored twice versus the Flames in the Bruins 5-2 victory 6 days ago in Boston. Out of four of the puck beyond the Flames net. Nash and Brody get all tangled up. Sean Monahan comes in to help out. He'll knock it free and pick it up in the far corner. And now lift it up in the air. And out to center ice. Chara bounces it back in, but Johnny Gaudreau's back to get it. Gaudreau will saucer it to the blue line, but it's gloved down and held in. David back is a shot right into the gut of the goaltender. Rittich bobbles the puck a bit, but is able to get a hold of it before any Bruins can.
Johnny Gaudreau with a less than ideal decision as he tries to flip it cross ice in his own zone high and out, but he couldn't get it over the head of 6'3" David Backes, and it leads to the Bruins' first shot on goal.
Faceoff coming up to Rittich's left. Well, he stopped the first shot versus the Bruins today. Couldn't say the same against the Panthers on Saturday. Flames fell behind 1-0 early in that one. Not in this one, at least not yet. Here's a shot from the left point off the stick of Matt Grzelcyk, easily gloved by Rittich, and he'll hold on. And speaking of David Rittich, well, after winning two of his three starts during the Flames' six-game, 11-day road trip, surrendered four goals on 15 shots before he was replaced by John Gillies in that 6-3 loss versus the Panthers here on Saturday. Riddick, 6-1-2 with a 2.29 goals against average and a .929 save percentage on the road. I'll get you his home stats in a moment. Here's Ryan Spooner with a shot stop by Riddick. Puck held in right point. And now Adam McQuaid, near side to Spooner, back to McQuaid with a shot. It hits a skate in front. Ricochets back to the blue line and is held in left point by Grizzlick. Grizzlick to Spooner in front. David Krejci centering the puck. He had Jake DeBrusk alone in front. DeBrusk had an empty net, but couldn't get a stick of the bouncing puck. Great chance for the Bruins early on. Here they come again, led by Krejci up the right wing side with a shot right into the flaming C on the front of Riddick's jersey. And the goaltender will hold on. Gave you his road numbers. He has struggled at home, although he's only made one start here, so these numbers are a little bit deceiving, but he's 0-2-0 with a 7.04 goals against average and a .720 save percentage at home. Two of those three appearances in relief, though, Lou. His only start was versus the Panthers on Saturday.
Mark Giordano just went down the runway. Not sure what precipitated that, but could you have a bigger loss? We'll keep an eye on it.
Hopefully just an equipment problem or something. We'll have to wait and see. I told you about David Rick. The guy at the other end of the ice is Tuukka Rask, a Stanley Cup champion back in 2011, Vezina Trophy winner in 2014. Did not have a good night on Saturday. Gave up four goals on eight shots before being replaced by Anton Khudobin in that 6-1 loss versus the Canucks. Comes into this one tied for the eighth in the NHL in wins with 23, fourth in goals against average at 2.20, and 11th in save percentage at .921. And Rask unbeaten in regulation time and eight career starts versus the Flames, Lou. He's been great against this group.
Yeah, he sure has. Giordano, by the way, back sitting down, but in some definite discomfort.
Puck is played beyond the Bruins net. Kachuk in there looking for it, can't find it. Pasternak will pick it up. Backhand to pass out to center. Bergeron trying to thread the needle to Marchand. But the pass gets knocked away. And now Travis Hamonic, playing in his 500th career NHL game, goes down in a heap and is slow to get up.
And a marginally dirty play by Marchand that led to it.
No. Raleigh will knock the puck in beyond the Flames net. Riddick out to get it. Makes a nice pass into the near quarter. Brody moves it ahead to Matt Stajan. And he slides it up the left wing side. Chasing after it is Morgan Klimchuk. Born in Regina, raised right here in Calgary, making his NHL debut for his hometown team, the Flames, today.
On Family Day.
Perfect. Here's Curtis Lazar with a shot wide of the Bruins net. Back to the right point. Michael Stone to drive, and it's off the outside of Rask's net. Now Stajan slides to the right point. Stone across the line. Brett Kulak with a blast wide of the Bruins net. Morgan Klimchuk will come up with it in the far corner. Klimchuk gets hit and hit hard by Sean Corrali, who knocks the puck ahead, and now it's sent out to center. Tim Schaller ahead. Noel Achari barging in, gets cut off by Kulak, still gets a shot off, and it's off the outside of Riddick's net as the loose puck is picked up and cleared out. Kulak ahead, Gaudreau winds and fires one and just misses Rask's net. What a great pass by Brett Kulak ahead to Johnny Gaudreau.
Made a heck of a recovery after Achari got to the inside of him, too.
Here's Ferland ahead to Gaudreau, who drops it. Dougie Hamilton, a shot blockered away by Tuukka Rask. Dougie Hamilton coming off of his first career hat trick. Three goals in that 6-3 loss versus the Panthers here on Saturday. First Flames defenseman with a hat trick since Hall of Famer Al MacInnis tallied three times back in 1992. It had been a while. Battle for the puck inside of the Bruins' blue line. Sean Monahan digs it out, but gives it right to McAvoy, and he clears it out. Here's Danton Heinen. He'll move the puck into the Flames zone, where Brody picks it up and clears it out. Gaudreau just took an elbow right in the chop from Chara. Now Gaudreau slashed by Chara. No penalty call on either play. Here comes Spooner, stick handling in. Spooner, and up the right wing side, drops it off. Carla with a shot through some traffic. DeBrusk battling with Hamonic in front. Can't get his stick on the puck. Now Sam Bennett will backhand it into Bruins territory. Carlo will pick it up there. Swing it right wing side. Spooner ahead to DeBrusk. He's been dangerous early in the opening period. And he gets the puck in deep. Krejci fighting forward. Knocks it free for DeBrusk. Ends up having his pocket picked by Brody. Mark Jankowski trying to clear it out. Ends up lifting it off the glass, into the netting, and out of play with 14-16 to play in the first period. And the Bruins up 4-1 on the shot clock. But the Flames, thanks to some good goaltending from David Rittich, hanging in there in this still scoreless hockey game.
The Bruins have most certainly come to play after their 6-1 setback. $1 million Score and Win is back. Safeway and Sobeys. Featured participating product for today is Scarponi's Tomatoes. And we have a grand prize winner in the Score and Win contest. We'll announce it in the third period.
By the way, the on-ice officials for this hockey game, and they could be busy getting the start to it. The referees, Ghislain Hébert and Marc Chouinette, the linesman Ryan Gibbons and Vaughn Rohde. Faceoff to Rittich's left. Flames win the draw, but the Bruins hold the puck in. Pastrnak plays it left point to Carlo. Returns the puck to Pastrnak. He has it whacked away by Giordano. And now Hamilton, one hands it up to far boards, but it's given away. Pastrnak shoots and scores! David Pastrnak capitalizes on a Flames turnover, and just 5 minutes and 59 seconds into the first period gives the Bruins a 1-0 lead.
Derek, I can't even really pinpoint why, but Michael Frolik has made some less than stellar decisions at times since he returned from the broken jaw. That time he tries to force a puck to the middle of the ice. The Bruins in great position with their sticks. They're so relentless, and guess who broke it up? Patrice Bergeron got in the passing lane, and he'll get the assist on David Pastrnak's 22nd of the year.
His first goal in seven, first point in five. Pastrnak started last Tuesday's game versus the Flames on the right side of the Bruins' first line. Got bumped down, but he's back there, and he's got a goal today.
Pastrnak's 22nd of the year, unassisted at 5:59.
Marchand at center. He'll shoot the puck in behind Rittich's net. Goaltender out to get it. Packs it from Bergeron and swings it up the left wing side to Tkachuk. He lifts it up in the air and into the Bruins zone. Frolik getting bounced between Bergeron and Tory Krug as he goes after the puck. He can't come up with it as it slides up the near side and out. And Marchand will pick it up at the Flames' blue line. Step in and shoot. And that shot's blocked by his former teammate Dougie Hamilton. Here's Bergeron spinning and shooting, and he sails that shot right into the outstretched glove of David Rittich. And he'll hold on with now 13-13 to play in the first period. Not a great start for the Flames in this game against the Bruins. They're down 6-1 on the shot clock and 1-0 on the scoreboard. And we will take a break, and we'll see if the Flames are better when we come back. 13-13 to play in the first, and the Bruins have an early 1-0 lead. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Follow hockey live with the new NHL app on your phone or tablet. Stay connected with highlights, replays, news, scores, and more. Select your favorite teams and keep tabs on division rivals. Catch live out-of-market games from around the league with NHL.tv's free Games of the Week. Download or update the official NHL app and keep up with the latest in hockey. Blackout and other restrictions apply.
The Spa Boy system has its own smartphone app. Spa Boy by Arctic Spa is at Paradise Bay. You can be around the block or around the world and still check up on your Spa Boy. With the app, check the temperature, pH level, filtration, ozone settings, and more. Get notifications right on your phone. For a limited time, the Spa Boy premium feature is included with the purchase of select Arctic Spa models. Ask for Spa Boy at Paradise Bay, 12th Street Southeast, at the corner of Deerfoot and Glenmore. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, lots of storylines on Family Day. Speaking of family, Morgan Klubchuk, the Calgary kid, making his NHL debut, is Dad Cade and his mom Michelle are here, and Travis Hamonic playing in his 500th career NHL game. Unfortunately, his dad, Gerald, who passed away when he was 10, can't be here in person, but he's watching from high above, I'm sure, proud of his son. But his mom, Lisa, and his wife, Stephanie, both here, and special day for both Morgan and for Travis.
Yeah, Lou. Very much so, and a lot of the moms are in attendance today because the Flames, for the first time ever, will have a mom's trip starting tomorrow on the road to Vegas in Glendale, Arizona.
Good, the moms will keep an eye on the guys in
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Might have been planned that way.
Maybe. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Monahan picks it up, tries to drop it off, and does bounce the puck to Gaudreau. Gaudreau's spinning around. We'll leave it behind for Stone. Winds and fires one, and that's blocked out in front by Backes. Puck is scooped up by Nash, who I mentioned earlier is from Consort, Alberta, which is 250 kilometers northeast of Calgary. Population, 729.
Spent a lot of time growing up in the Kamloops area as well.
Gaudreau just two-handed Heinen as both players head towards their respective benches. And Johnny Gaudreau is going to get a penalty here. And maybe Danton Heinen will go with him.
Johnny Gaudreau skating back into the offensive zone. Well, maybe the referees have decided to give them a warning and told them to smarten up, and the doors will stay closed at the penalty box.
Mark Chouinard had his right arm raised. Thought he caught that slash by Gaudreau on the leg of Heinen. Maybe Heinen did something to Gaudreau to start that. Faceoff to Riddick's left. Sean Monahan out there between Johnny Gaudreau's. Now back on the ice, and Michael Ferland. They're up front. Brett Kulak and Michael Stone on the back end, but the Bruins hold the puck in. Here's Chara into the far circle. Now a sharp angle shot off the stick of DeBrusco sliding just wide. McAvoy holds it in right point. Krejci in front. Spooner, a backhand shot. Stop. Rebound. And Riddick stops Spooner again.
Bruins look in this period like they did in the third last Tuesday in Boston. They are all over the Flames. Relentless attention to detail. Superb. It has been all Boston in the first 8 minutes of this affair.
How about Ryan Spooner, who's been playing well? He's got 15 points, 8 goals, and 7 assists in his last 20 games, but has he had some magic mitts early in this matinee matchup?
Yeah, I've always liked him. Excellent skill and an excellent skater.
Bruins with an offensive zone draw. Here's Matt Grizzlick. Stick handling into the near corner. He'll bounce it behind the net. Hamidic's there waiting for it. DeBrusk hits him and knocks him off the puck, but it comes free for Jankowski, who scampers across center. He slides the puck right wing boards to Sam Bennett. Bennett tried to feed it in front, but his pass bounces behind the Bruins net. And Gordon Hathaway catches up to it in the near corner, but has it taken away by David Krejci. Hathaway, who had a career-high 9 hits versus the Bruins last Tuesday, trying to get at it again. Here comes Jankowski across the offensive line. He gets held up by Krejci. Penalty call coming up against the Bruins. And as McQuaid touches the puck, the whistle sounds, and the Flames down one on the scoreboard will be up one on the ice with a chance to tie it.
Well, led by the rambunctious Hathaway in his near hometown of Boston. He's from just down the road in Kennebunkport, Maine. Thought that, Derek, in the game in Boston might have been the Flames' best trio. Well, a good shift here gives them a chance to maybe turn the tide.
Flames headed the power play, brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. And in the last 5 games, the Flames' power play has been good. Ever since they went from the 1-3-1 with 4 forwards and 1 defenseman to 3 forwards and 2 defensemen, 6 for 25, 24.0% on the power play. Flames win an offensive zone draw. Here's Dougie Hamilton, right point. Moving it in front, Sean Monahan will bounce it back to the blue line to Mark Giordano. He moves it near side to Johnny Gaudreau, but his pass back to the blue line goes between Giordano and Hamilton, and the puck ends up out at center. Hamilton will give it to Gaudreau. He leaves it left point for Monahan, and he'll float it into the far corner where Matthew Tkachuk picks up the puck. Lays it down low. Gaudreau trying to feed it in front. His pass to Monahan's knocked away, but puck is held in by Giordano. Giordano walks the blue line and feeds it far side to Hamilton. He moves it down low. Tkachuk whips it into the near circle to Gaudreau. Gaudreau centering it, but his pass bounces by Monahan right to Bergeron, and the expert penalty killer will backhand the puck down the ice.
Best in the world, in my opinion, and Patrice Bergeron, and the guy that starts with him, right there in line.
Flames power play at 17.7% of the season, tied for 23rd in the NHL. The Bruins penalty kill fantastic at 84.2%, second in the league, only the Sharks with a better PK percentage.
So aggressive in their own zone on the puck carrier.
50 seconds remaining in the Krejci minor as Backlund whips the puck to the far corner. Michael Stone sneaking it off the right point, can't come up with it. And now it's picked up and shot down the ice by Tim Schaller. Flames get their second power play unit out there. Michael Backlund between Sam Bennett and Michael Ferland at forward. TJ Brody and Michael Stone on defense. Brody marches across the Bruins' blue line, throws a weak backhand towards the net, but it's knocked down by Carlo, who immediately clears it down the ice. Raleigh chasing after it beyond the Flames net. Takes down Brody and now gets taken down by Bennett as Brody's back at his feet. He'll pick up the puck and skate it up the middle of the ice. Brody weaving his way across the Flames blue line. Steps across center and shoots it in. Rask will slow it down. Puck's picked up at the far corner by McAvoy. McAvoy hit, knocked off the puck, and now here's Bennett. Nearboards to Backlund, but it bounces by him and reaches out of the box, and here he comes 2-on-3 with Achari. Achari with a shot, a bit of a knuckle puck, and Rittich had some trouble with that one. One of the reasons why Krejci went hard to the net for the Bruins, and the Flames goaltender wasn't very happy with him.
No, because Krejci, I think, came up and clipped him in the mask, but you're right, it was the bobble that led to it.
Well, the Flames' struggles here at the Saddle Dome have continued in the first 10 minutes and 34 seconds of this hockey game. With that said, can't take anything away from the Bruins. They have been fantastic so far in this first period. Boston has 9 shots to Calgary's 1. And thanks in large part to David Rittich, who's been solid in that Flames net, the Bruins only have a 1-goal lead. It is Boston 1 and Calgary nothing. Back with more of the first period and a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's been a long winter. It's time for a little sunshine. The Spring Into Audi sales event is on now at Glenmore Audi. Enjoy great lease and finance rates, as well as spring savings up to $7,000 on in-stock Audi models. Make this spring your best ever and get behind the wheel of a brand new Audi. After all, you deserve it after the winter we've had. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com to book your test drive today.
Did you know our burgers are free of hormones and steroids?
Aren't those basically the same thing?
Well, I mean, but it's free of...
Yeah, I'll stick with South Street Burger, and their beef is also free of antibiotics.
But this is faster.
Faster isn't better. What sounds better to you? Ready when ordered or grilled to order? At South Street Burger, our Angus beef is additive, hormone, and antibiotic-free. Our fries are hand-cut daily, and our milkshakes are made from premium hand-scooped ice cream. South Street Burger. Better burgers, fries, and shakes.
Home for the Calgary Flames in the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Flames hockey continues.
Up on the scoreboard here at the Dome with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first period. It's the Bruins 1 and the Flames nothing. And now with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Just one other game underway on the ice right now. And as the Capitals leading the Buffalo Sabres 1-0 in the second period on Alex Ovechkin's 35th of the season. Earlier this afternoon, Minnesota Wild take a 5-3 win over the New York Islanders. That's the only final score from the earlier parts of the afternoon.
Faceoff coming up to Rittich's left. Matt Stajan centering the fourth line with Morgan Klimchuk in his NHL debut and Curtis Lazar. Well, Stajan is tossed out of the circle, so Lazar steps in, loses the faceoff versus Krejci, but Hamonic is going to bat the puck down the ice. McQuaid back to get it, moves it near side. Jake DeBrusque, who played in a game that his father called for the first time on Saturday night and was a guest on Hockey Night in Canada's After Hours with Louis. That must have been a cool experience for the family.
It was. I asked Jake about it. I ran into him for a couple minutes after the Bruins practice, and he really enjoyed it. He's a quality young man, just like Pops.
Here's DeBrusque, ahead to Krejci, who weaves his way in and shoots and just snaps it wide on the far side. Had Rittich going the wrong way there. Now McAvoy's going to pick it up for the Bruins. Stick Hedels in behind the Flames net, turns into the far quarter, feeds it back to Krejci right point. Krejci steps up the near boards, gets hit, knocked off the puck by Klimchuk. And now Brody's going to scoop it up, lift it up in the air, and to the Bruins' blue line. Stajan trying to steal it from McAvoy, can't get a hold of the puck. And now got a hand pass called on the visiting team with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first period. And it's been a pretty one-sided first period so far.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $10 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com. For details, so far David Rittich has turned aside 8 of 9.
We've got two of the top shooting teams in the NHL on the ice today. The Bruins second, the Flames fourth in shot differential. There's a big shot differential so far in this one. Here's Michael Frolik with a backhand shot kicked away by Tuukka Rask. And now the guy with the only goal, David Pastrnak, picks it up and moves it ahead. Patrice Bergeron steps in, floats it in front, his pass intended for Brad Marchand bounces away. Now Now it's free out in front. Good play there by Dougie Hamilton to swat it away from David Pastrnak. Now Brandon Carlo with a shot, and he sails it over top of David Riddick's net. Malik will pick it up and send it out to center ahead to Matthew Tkachuk, who drops to Michael Backlund. He slides the left wing side, Tkachuk to Michael Frolik, who tries to shoot. Good stick there by Pastrnak, though. Knocks a shot wide to the near corner. Torrey Krug's going to corral it behind his net. He's had a five-game point streak, the Bruins defenseman. 2 goals, 4 assists, 6 points. He's also got 15 points in his last 14 games, Lou. Here comes Heinen in. Heinen pulled off the puck. Goes crashing into the end boards. It's held in left point by Zdeno Chara, though. Moves it down low. Here's Danton Heinen behind the net. Into the far corner to David Backes. Backes protecting the puck from Sean Monahan. Spins and shoots and whips that shot wide. Tkachuk will pick it up. Lift it up in the air and out. Tkachuk with 20 points in his last 21 games, moves it ahead to Monahan, and he's going to float the puck into the far corner as the Flames complete a line change. Heinen, leave it in behind the net for Chara, who spins away from Monahan and almost gives it away to Ferland. Puck bounces to Heinen, though, and now Backes will pick it up. Skated across his blue line, and now the red line. He gets stood up by Kulak. They get all tangled up as the Bruins get it in deep. Back to get it for the Flames. Is Gaudreau, who's third in the NHL in assists with 49 and tied for fifth in the Art Ross Trophy race with 68 points. Had his eight-game point streak snap versus the Panthers on Saturday. Flames get it in deep and chase after it. Here's their third line, who's been good so far in this first period. With Jankowski out there between Bennett and Hathaway. They're in there in the forecheck. Chara just bowls over Hathaway, who tried to hit him. That didn't go as planned, and the Bruins will clear it down the ice.
Have you ever run into the fire exit?
Or a brick wall. My goodness. Zdeno Chara, the tallest player in NHL history at 6'9", third heaviest in the league right now at 250 pounds. Here comes Lazar up the left wing side across the Bruins line. He's able to sneak past McQuaid and play the puck in behind the net where it's scooped up by Grizzlick. He takes a bit of a shot from Lazar, who's been physical in this first period, Lou.
He's been physical a lot the last few weeks. He's usually in that three-hit category most games on 9.5 minutes of work.
We're more than 14 minutes into the first period of this matinee matchup on Family Day. The Flames only have 2 shots on goal. The Bruins have 9, and it's Boston 1 and Calgary nothing here at the Saddle Dome so far this afternoon. Back to the right point, held it at the line by Stone, who fires it towards the net. Klimchuk to Lazar. Lazar trying to get a shot through, can't. And it'll bounce back to Kulak left point. Kulak trying a shot, and that one's blocked out in front. And now Krejci will corral the puck. Skates it across his blue line. Takes a bump from Klimchuk, but picks up the puck, then carries on. Krejci drops. Pastrnak leaves it between his legs. Krug winds and fires. Good save by Riddick. And now another as he stops Marchand. Boy, David Riddick, it's a good thing he's sharp early on, Lou, because the Bruins have only 1 goal despite a bunch of quality scoring opportunities.
We are 1 second away from 15 minutes into this game. You could put this on video for the Bruins and parlay it as a how to play the sport clinic. That's what it's been for 15 minutes.
Well, the Flames only down by a goal despite the Bruins' domination in this first period. We'll see if they can get that goal back when we come back. 5:01 to play in period number one here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. We're in this Family Day matinee matchup. It is the Bruins 1 and the Flames nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Brave the road with the Lexus Safety System Plus.
Standard on the 2018 NX300 all-wheel drive, the Lexus Safety System includes dynamic radar cruise control, lane departure alert, and pre-collision system.
Plus, receive lease rates from 1.9% for 39 months. Monthly payments from $509 with a down payment of $4,330.
And delivery credits up to $3,000.
Offer ends February 28th. Visit Lexus of Calgary today.
5 to 6 p.m., Rob Kerr is on the drive home. He goes inside the NHL every weekday. The big guests, the big insiders, the big stories. The NHL is 31 teams with storylines that change every day. Rob knows the league. Calgary's hockey authority is Rob Kerr. Loud and online on the Sportsnet app. Brought to you by Calgary Co-op.
Membership pays at Co-op gas stations, where members earn 6 cents per liter in equity and cash back, plus 2 cents per liter in grocery coupons.
Inside the NHL with Rob Kerr on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, and 500 other Canadian radio stations. Stream 24-7 on the Radio Player Canada. For your phone or tablet, it's free. Very easy to download. Go to sportsnet.ca/960 for instructions. You are listening to Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
Well, the bad news is the Flames are down 11-2 on the shot clock. The good news is they're only down 1-0 on the scoreboard, Lou.
Lots of game left.
Here comes Giordano across the Bruins line. He tries a shot and ends up fluttering wide of Rask's net. And now Frolik knocks it down low to Kachuk, who tries to bank it off the back of the net to himself, but has the puck pulled away by Bergeron, and he'll shoot it down the ice, and that'll lead to an icing call on the Bruins. An offensive zone faceoff for the Flames, looking for their third shot on goal of the game with 4:39 left in the first period.
Another quality play against Kachuk by Patrice Bergeron, who's been the best player in the game to this point, at least for me.
Faceoff to Rask's right. Bruins win it. Marchand will bang it off the end boards. Krug being chased by Kachuk. He'll tap the puck into the near quarter to Pasternak. He lifts it up in the air and into Flames territory. It bounces right in on Rittich. That was a heads-up play by Dougie Hamilton there. Realized that puck was bouncing. Didn't try to play it. Just let it bounce by him right to David Rittich and didn't put himself in a bad spot.
Well said.
Here comes Charlie McAvoy getting up the right wing side. McAvoy hooked off the puck by Mark Giordano. Gets it back. We've got a penalty call coming up. McAvoy into the near quarter to Brad Marchand, who gets sandwiched between Matthew Tkachuk and Mark Giordano, and Tkachuk and Marchand are at each other's throats again.
Just the start of many years. The only thing that's probably too bad is you only get it twice a year.
Well, maybe not. Might play against each other in international competition at some point in time moving forward.
Are we going to have another best-on-best competition again?
I would think so. Probably 4 years from now. But problem for the Flames right now. They're down one on the scoreboard and now down one on the ice for the first time today. This upcoming Flames penalty kill powered by GSL GM City, your Cadillac Superstore, and home of a $598 Cadillac XT5 all-wheel drive. Visit GSL GM City today. The Flames' best penalty killer in defense, Mark Giordano, sitting in the penalty box. So, good opportunity for the Bruins here to double their lead to 2-0. Backlund wins a defensive zone draw. Frolik with a chance to clear. Can't. He's had a rough start in this first period today. Bruins after it beyond the Flames net. DeBrusk will bat it up the near boards to Krejci. He slides it right point. Heinen right back to Krejci. Krejci stops near half boards, creeps into the corner, puts in the brakes there, and swings it back to the right point to McAvoy. McAvoy saucers it far side. Here's Heinen in behind the net. Now DeBrusk centers, a one-timer by Krejci, stopped by Rittich, rebound to Backes. That one's booted away by the Flames goaltender as well. Here comes Backlund down the ice, trying to weave his way in. Loses the puck in McAvoy's skates, and now Hathaway has it for the Flames. Hathaway protecting it far boards from four Bruins, gets a shot away. Good work there by Garnet Hathaway to create something out of nothing on the penalty kill.
Boy, here's a guy who the last four or five games, those work boots are on and that chin strap's on tight.
Bruins power play ranked tied for 10th in the NHL at 21.0%. The Flames penalty kill 20th in the league at 79.4%. They've struggled in the last 10, Lou, just 27 for 37, 73.0%.
Scored a big one in that win last week, though, against the Flames in the third period that put them ahead to stay.
Now the Bruins power play just 2 for the last 21, 9.5%. That's over a six-game span. 35 seconds remaining in the Giordano minor. A little bit more than 2.5 minutes to play in the first period here at the Dome, where the Flames are down 1-0 in this matinee game against the Bruins. They'll shoot the puck down the ice. But now 20 seconds to go on the penalty to the Flames captain. Here's Krug. Moves it up the middle of the ice. Bergeron plays the puck right wing side to Spooner. He drops it back to Bergeron. Good read there by Lazard. Intercept the pass, but the Flames can't clear it out. Marchand has it behind their net. Marchand far side to Krug, who coughs the puck up. Hamidic picks it up now and bounces it off the boot of Lazar's skate and to the Bruins' blue line. Chara clears it to center. Hamidic will pick it up at the red line and fire it in, and that'll do it for the Flames' penalty. Nice job against a very good Bruins power play.
Quality job at an important time.
Now Chari will chop the puck in behind Riddick's net. The goaltender out to get it, stops it. Makes a good pass to Kulak, who tries to bounce it to Gaudreau, but it ends up skipping over a stick, and the puck ends up out at center. Schaller overskates it there. Now Monahan moves it ahead to Gaudreau. Puck bouncing around on him. He'll knock it into the far corner to Ferland. Ferland being held up. Tries to get the puck to Monahan, but the pass is intercepted. Here comes Corrali the other way. Corrali busting in. Corrali with a backhand shot blocked by Stone. Good stick there by the Flames defenseman. Gaudreau trying to clear it out. Can't. Schaller keeps it in right point. Shovels it behind the net. Corrali and Stone get all tangled up. They continue to fight as the puck spurts into the far corner and Monahan swoops in to get it. He'll lug it up the right wing side out to center. Give it to Ferland. He's trying to find his offensive touch again, Lou. Pointless in four. Goalless in eight, dating back to February 1st.
One goal in his last 16.
Here comes Nash now. He had two goals last Tuesday versus the Flames. Tries a shot here, but it goes bouncing wide of the net. Nash after it in the near corner. Gets held up by Giordano, and now Tkachuk with a great outlet pass ahead to Hamilton. He crosses the Bruins' blue line and drops it. Bennett shoots it, and that shot goes off Hamilton's stick and bounces wide of Rask's net. Flames still have just three shots on goal with now less than 40 seconds to play in the first period here at the Saddle Dome. Flames trying to steal it, they do. Tkachuk bounces it in front. Bennett trying a one-timer, and he fans on it. Puck was bouncing around on him. What a great setup by Matthew Tkachuk to Sam Bennett out in front, though.
Picked a pocket, backhand saucer, and just off the tip of Bennett's stick. It was the best scoring opportunity of the day so far for the gentleman in red.
Here's Hamilton, the former Bruins blue liner. Having another fantastic season for the Flames. Well, backhand to pass up the near boards to Giordano. He fires it ahead. Gaudreau redirects the puck in from the Bruins' blue line. Actually, that was a smart play by number 13 as he got a shot on goal. Just the fourth of the period for the Flames, who were, I wouldn't say completely dominated, at least not in the second half of the first period, but the Bruins pretty dominant in the opening 10 minutes of this one. And they get the only goal of period number one here at the Saddle Dome as David Pastrnak scores his 22nd. He gets that goal 5 minutes and 59 seconds into the hockey game, and it's the Bruins 1 and the Flames nothing through 20 minutes today.
Kudos to David Rittich. Coming off a tough start, the first tough start of his young NHL career, and after surrendering the game's first goal by David Pastrnak, his 22nd of the year, did he bear down after that?
All right, we're going to bear down and head down to the Flames dressing room where Will Nault is standing by.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. Here with Curtis Lazar after 20 minutes of play. And Curtis, I guess when you look at everything that happened in that period, you might take it down 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, Ritter's bailed us out again. We got to start moving our feet here. Really just kind of reacting to the way they're playing instead of taking it to them. We're going to need a response here.
How about your line mate, Morgan Klimchuk, making his NHL debut tonight? I know that, you know, for you guys as a line, really has kind of created an identity the last four or five games. What's been going right for your group?
Again, it's some simple hockey. You know, we get pucks deep. We work as hard as we can. You know, we're physical and we just try and get pucks on nets. And, you know, it's a big moment for Klimmer, too. You know, he's been one of my best friends. We've grown up together and, you know, played against and with each other. So I'm glad to be out here tonight. It's a huge honor for him.
My last one for you, what is most important for your group in the next 40 minutes? You mentioned making them skate, getting the pucks behind, but what else are you guys looking to do here?
I'm going to go shoot the puck, too. I think we only had three that period. And again, we just get back to playing our hockey. We seem to just be dipping our toe, and I mean, that's been the story all year here on home ice. But, you know, play with a little bit more passion, some swagger, and then we'll be fine.
Thanks for this, and good luck.
Thanks.
Curtis Lazar outside the Flames locker room. Flames trail the Bruins 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Let's go back upstairs to Pat Steinberg. Pat?
Quality first period from David Rittich. Thank you, Will, as he was very strong in the opening frame, as were the Bruins, and it is 1-0 after 20 as the first intermission is underway at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome this afternoon. Lots to get to coming up in our first intermission and a look at the out-of-town scoreboard of the final score in a game going on right now. Rick Natras will stop by part two of our conversation with the former Flames defenseman. But up next, we've got your first period summary. After 20 minutes of play, Flames trail the Boston Bruins 1-0. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A new year means a new chance to drive home the 2018 Ford F-150, the most capable F-150 ever. Until the end of the month, eligible Costco members get $1,000 and your first 3 months' payments covered up to $1,500. Get the job done like a pro with great features like the class-exclusive military-grade aluminum body. Whatever the challenge, bring it in the 2018 F-150. Visit your local Ford store or find your Ford.ca.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. 20 minutes of hockey is done. Flames Radio First Intermission is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 1-0 Bruins lead over the Flames after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time for the first period summary as the Bruins came to play in period number one. They've got the only goal of the game.
And now Hamilton, one hands it up the far boards, but it's given away. Pasternak shoots and scores. David Pasternak capitalizes on a Flames turnover, and just 5 minutes and 59 seconds into the first period gives the Bruins a 1-0 lead.
That's the 22nd of the season for Pasternak. It is an unassisted marker at 5:59, and the only goal scored in the first period is Boston outshoots Calgary 13-4 in the opening frame. Both teams 0-for-1 on the power play, and Calgary trails by a goal, 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. That's the first period summary. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $10 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We're hopping inside the Flames time machine around the corner as we continue from the Scotiabank Saddledome. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
If your credit's so messed up, your mama won't loan you money. We will. Apply online at RoadSportAutoCredit.com. If you've got a heartbeat and a job, you can get a ride. We are credit for the little guy.
They're a long way from Sweden. The new Homes by Avi Flames Home Team Tour is here. See how Calgary Flame Michael Backlund and Frida Engström keep the heart in their home. What's one of the highlights of Michael's career? Who does Frida say is the queen of the house? Find out at flames.homesbyavi.com. You could win amazing prizes and also see previous episodes. It's all brought to you by Homes by Avi, official builder of the Calgary Flames.
20 minutes of hockey is done. Flames Radio First Intermission is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 1-0 Bruins lead over the Flames after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. And we continue our conversation with Rick Natras, who played parts of 5 seasons with the Flames between 1987 and 1992 and was a big part of their run to the Stanley Cup in 1989. He went to both Stanley Cup finals in the 80s with the Flames. He was also part of the perhaps one of the most infamous trades in Flames history. 1992, January 92. So we're talking 26 years ago, the deal that sent Doug Gilmore from Calgary to Toronto. Well, Rick Natras was part of that trade going to Toronto as well. And as we pick up this conversation with Kelly Kirsch, that's where it starts. That fateful day in January of 1992.
Well, again, Dougie seems to be the, you know, him and his agent seems to be the spearhead. I mean, you talk about being traded. I just, you know, I'll go away, Kelly, if you don't mind. I just talk about going to Calgary. It's draft day. We just bought our first home as 23-year-olds, my wife and I, Jackie. And she'll be 30 years coming up in another week. So at the end of the day, we've been married that long, so it's been that long. But we were young, and we were in the house for 4 Saturdays to the day and painted walls and did all this other stuff. And the trade came on trade deadline that I got traded to the Calgary Flames. So it was pretty interesting, you know, situation there. And then with the Toronto one, it was a weirder one because it was such a big one. And it was funny how it was, the message was received in Toronto. I mean, there was no Twitter, there was no internet. So it was as big as it was pretty quiet for the first day or two until the national, you know, news and everybody got a hold of it. But for us, it was, for me, Dougie Gilmore was the voice and just said, you know, we're going, you'll get a call, don't worry. And then I did get the call and we were gone. Then it was time to get the family arranged again.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's interesting. Like when you think about your career, you played in some big hockey centers, Montreal, Calgary, Toronto, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
How did you handle that pressure, Rick? Because it would have been pretty intense. It's intense here, but in Toronto, Montreal, wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, a little different back then, too. You know what I mean? Like, again, this Twitter and these phone things, and, you know, maybe I would have had to give up drinking a lot sooner because you got those pitcher phones, and they could become an issue. But at the end of the day, I mean, playing in Montreal was probably the best thing that ever happened to me coming out of junior. I was a little wild, and they certainly, you know, put the rope around the neck and made sure they tightened it up and turned me into a hockey player, I thought, and then the opportunity to go play in St. Louis was a great experience because a great bunch of guys and, you know, learning to overachieve, I guess you can say. And then, of course, coming to an organization like Calgary was, you know, again, another opportunity to play, to work my way into the lineup to play on a great team. I mean, we were, you know, it was a great, and I'm not saying a great team because we won. It was a great team because of the talent and the attitude and the bonding that was in that organization, on that team when I was there was, you know, a great feeling. And to win the cup on my birthday, as well as Rick Walmsley's birthday, as well as Kim Merzen's birthday, you know, May 25th, 1989, we were all born on that day at different years. Certainly Kim's a lot younger than Walmer and myself, but yeah. At the end of the day, it was just, you know, great experience. And to play and then come and play in Toronto and play in, you know, where I grew up watching the Leafs and, you know, loving them, you know, no lie, Wednesday, Saturday nights. And then my mother, certainly originating from Toronto, wanted me to play hockey because of that. So a lot of dreams came true in regards to getting drafted and then also winning the Stanley Cup and then playing for my mom's favorite team. So it was a good life and a good hockey life, that's for sure.
You had a nice long career over 500 games, yep. Lots of playoffs, and then you decide to retire.
Yeah.
And you've kept busy, Rick. You do all kinds of stuff, whether it's coaching or this media thing. Tell us about what keeps Rick Natras busy these days.
What keeps me busy is my wife of 30 years, Jackie. No, seriously. she's been no joking aside, she's been a true force in allowing me to, you know, bounce around like most athletes do after they go. There's only a few that certainly know what they want to be or who they are when they leave the game, and I was no different. So, you know, mentoring and coaching is something I've always loved, and I'm still due to this present day. I got the opportunity to work with, do some TV over the course of my retirement, be it the NHL Network, be it live from Wayne Gretzky's radio on XM and The Fan nationally, and then also doing a lot of TSN work. So, I mean, it just felt natural at 50 years old to say, let's give this a shot. And now I'm, full bore into the, I guess.
You're a media guy.
Yeah, analytical, you know, stuff that most players would love to do to get to watch hockey and talk about it and get paid and have an audience that likes to listen. So, again, this game's been awesome, and there wouldn't have been, you know, without the Cup and playing in Calgary, I don't know if all this would have been possible.
So, Rick, do you get to play a little bit now? I mean, you get to be a lot active with the Leafs alumni at
all?
Yeah,
a little bit with them. Yeah, I wish, you know, Pap, I always bug him because he doesn't invite me to the, you know, Flames alumni because he knows I shut him down every time he'd come down on me. So, but at the end of the day, I think that, I still love the game and I still play, do some corporate stuff, and we do a lot of charity stuff for Special Olympics through most of the Torch Run. It's called Down This Way. I'm not sure what it's out there, but it's with the local police and provincial police and fire departments, and we raise money for Special Olympics and different organizations. So, I mean, the game is certainly, as long as I can walk and I can still do that pretty good, I'll be playing. So it's something that I've loved and been very fortunate enough to be able to do my whole life.
Well, Rick, you had a great career, and it's great to hear you on the radio again. Thanks so much for taking some time out on Where Are They Now and getting us caught up on what you've been doing.
Thanks, Kelly.
This has been Where Are They Now, featuring great stories from the Calgary Flames alumni on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
There you go, Rick Natras, part two of our two-part conversation with the former Flames defenseman, and we'll start off a new conversation on Wednesday when the Flames take on the Vegas Golden Knights on the road. The Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. Your score after 20 minutes of play, the Flames trail the Boston Bruins 1-0. We're inside the first intermission, and we've got your out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Homes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right.
and extend the island for our family get-togethers.
Which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks. We can widen our garage.
Or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Homes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is the most interactive radio station in Calgary. We always want to hear from our audience. Sound off, give us your opinion, contribute to shows. Text the Big Show Glenn Marowdy Fan Feedback Text Line, 960-960. Be a part of the show, the Fan Feedback Text Line for Glenn Marowdy. See them at 25 Richard Way Southwest. If off to the entirely new 2018 collection, their pristine portfolio of new models have arrived, including the A6 and A7. Visit glennmarowdy.com.
20 minutes of hockey is done. Flames Radio first intermission is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
And the Flames trail the Boston Bruins 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome, Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now. Just the one game underway right now as the Buffalo Sabres trail the Washington Capitals 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. Alexander Ovechkin has his 35th of the season. John Carlson has his 11th of the season for the Capitals in that game. Ovechkin continues to pace towards another 50-goal season. One final score from earlier this afternoon. A couple of goals from Jason Zucker helped the Minnesota Wild to a 5-3 win over the New York Islanders. And that's a big win for Minnesota. They've been playing some pretty decent hockey of late. And they've been able to start tracking down the St. Louis Blues for third in the Central Division. Minnesota now just 1 point back of St. Louis for now fourth in the Central Division. Big win for Minnesota as they take out the New York Islanders by a 5-3 score. Three more games still to come. They don't get going until much later on. 6 o'clock face-off tonight in Nashville. The struggling Predators at home to the Ottawa Senators. Los Angeles Kings on the road in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. That game gets going at 6:30. The late game tonight in Las Vegas is the Golden Knights. Welcome the Anaheim Ducks. That game gets going at 8 o'clock. So you're out of town scoreboard. Well, David Rittich came to play in the first period. The team in front of him is going to need to pick up their socks, though, because they're pretty fortunate to only be down by one goal after 20 minutes of play. We'll see if the Flames can be a little bit better and take care of the details a little bit more in period number two. Derek Wills and Peter Labardi is standing by with your second period play-by-play from the Scotiabank Saddledome. Next, Flames trail the Bruins 1-0 after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
With seconds left in the penalty, a team needs to make the best possible decisions quickly to score. Direct Energy Business can help your business think like you're on the power play. With over 12 years of developing custom energy strategies in Alberta and Ontario, Direct Energy Business are the veterans in the energy purchasing game. With low-priced natural gas and power and competitive market conditions, now is the time to score huge savings on your business's energy bills. Get to directenergybusiness.com now and get competitive.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to be home for the Calgary Hitmen. Over the years, the Hitmen have been league leaders when it comes to innovation for community programs. On February 27th, it's the Calgary Hitmen Beat Brave Anti-Bullying Game versus Swift Current. Starting at 11 a.m., the Hitmen are inviting students of all ages to come to the game to participate in a fun, interactive experience to learn about acceptance and bullying prevention. Go to hitmanhockey.com for all the details. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home of the Hitmen.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home for the Flames.
I wouldn't say the Flames were bad in the first period. It's just the Bruins were really, really, really good. Boston outshoots Calgary 13-4 in the opening 20 minutes here at Scotiabank Saddledome. According to Sportsnet West statistician David Moyer, scoring chances, 10 for the Bruins, 5 for the Flames. So they had one more chance than shot. And thanks to David Rittich, the Flames only behind by a goal in this game. It's 1-0 Bruins after one, Peter Loubardius.
Maybe as impressive a period by a team in this building all season. The Bruins' ability to take away time and space, their ability to get on your defense and make plays and pressure them into tough situations. And the likes of Bergeron, and I thought Krejci, who for me, Derek, was just okay last Tuesday, their top two centermen were outstanding. Here's the great news, though. When we look back at this one, did the Bruins get enough done when they were clearly better? They're only up by one.
We'll find out. Just about set to start the second period here at the Saddle Dome. The Flames with their home red jerseys on will move from left to right on your radios. The Bruins with their road whites from right to left. Again, a face-off between two of the top two-way centermen in the National Hockey League, with four-time Selke Trophy winner Patrice Bergeron losing that face-off versus Michael Backlund, who finished fourth in voting last season. And now the Flames will float the puck out of the Bruins zone. Frolik gloves it down but can't pick it up. Bergeron moves it far side to Krug. He'll send it out to center. Bergeron coughs it up. Backlund picks it up. They're fighting for it along the far boards, and Backlund with a nifty play to backhand it between his legs and in behind the Bruins net. Frolik finishes a body check on Carlo. The puck's picked up by Krug, who moves it ahead. Pastrnak busting in, gets held up by Giordano, and then takes down the Flames captain as they both head towards the net. Here comes Backlund out to center. Gets away from Nash. Stick handles it up the right wing side. Backlund will drop it. Hamilton shoots it. That shot turns into a pass. Hathaway a shot, and he rips it wide of Rask's net. Good chance for Garnet Hathaway, who I think has been one of the more impactful Flames so far today. Here's Nash trying a shot. Has it blocked by Kulak. Spins and shovels it in behind Riddick's net. And it's picked up at the far corner by Heinen. He plays it right point. A big body check there as Hathaway steamrolls McAvoy. Here's Backus in front, but he loses the puck. Gains a handle on it, tries a shot, a bit of a knuckle puck right into the flaming sea on the front of Riddick's jersey. And now a fight. Guarded Hathaway and Adam McQuaid have dropped the gloves. McQuaid with some big rights takes down Hathaway. Hathaway back at his feet, but the linesmen step in there to split him up. And one of the linesmen does what Hathaway couldn't, and that's take down McQuaid.
Adam McQuaid is a big customer and a top customer. And Garnet Hathaway, that's Garnet Hathaway's message to the rest of his group to say, we need to get going, fellas. We're playing one heck of a team here, and they're at the top of their game. We need to pick ours up.
Good for him. For Hathaway, that is his team-high fourth fight of the season. And we'll see if that gets the Flames going here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome on this Family Day Monday. Good crowd in attendance for this game between the Flames and the Bruins this afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of youngsters, which is just absolutely awesome. Play Safeway and Sobeys Million Dollar Score and Win. If any Flame player scores five in the game, Cynthia Clout of Red Deer could win $1 million. And for every Flames goal this season, Safeway and Sobeys will make a donation to Special Olympics Canada. Visit scoreandwinhockey.com for more. Shop at Safeway and Sobeys. You could be our next lucky winner right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Seems to be some confusion over at the Flames bench over who should and shouldn't be on the ice for this defensive zone faceoff to David Riddick's right. Bruins are ready to go. Flames not so much. And Glenn Gullitson does not look happy.
No, he does not. The one advantage Glenn Gullitson was hoping to have by having last change was maybe to get the Monahan line out less against Chara, but the Bruins win so many faceoffs, it allows them to regain control of that matchup.
Bruins, the eighth best faceoff team in the NHL, came into the game at 51.4%, but the guy who takes the majority of their draws, fourth best in the league, and Patrice Bergeron. Here comes Heinen stepping in with a shot and a good glove grab by Riddick, who made a tough save look easy.
Danton Heinen who? If you're wondering why the Bruins have made such a climb up the NHL ladder, I'd point in one way to Danton Heinen. The fourth-round pick in 2014 has 38 points, played 2 years at the University of Denver. Who saw that coming? Don Sweeney did.
I didn't, but he's tied for fourth in the NHL in rookie assists with 26 and tied for seventh in rookie points with 38.
He's been a very good player today again, and I liked him in the game against the Flames last Tuesday.
He can fly. Bruins win an offensive zone drop. The puck ends up deflecting up over the glass and out of play with 1 minute and 33 seconds gone in the second period. Shots on goal, not even close. The Bruins with four times as many as the Flames. Boston 16 shots to Calgary's four. And thanks in large part to David Rittich, it's still only the Bruins one and the Flames nothing here at the Dome this afternoon. Bruins with another offensive zone drop, and Spooner can't get a shot through. It's blocked in front by Hamidick, who's playing in his 500th career NHL game today. Here's McAvoy dropping it back to Krejci, who's been flying this afternoon. Krejci slides the left wing side to DeBrusk, and he'll backhand it behind Riddick's net. The goalie out to get it, fires it up the far side. Now Gaudreau's got the puck on his stick. Gaudreau crosses center, lifts it up in the air and into the near corner. And Frölund catches up to it for the Flames, but gets hit and knocked off the puck by Chara. Flames in there battling forward to the forecheck. Frölund wins that fight for the puck and drops it. Hamidick tries to move it in front, but his pass doesn't get to Gaudreau. Here comes Spooner flying in the other way. Spooner up the left wing side, centers, and a bouncing puck doesn't get across to Krejci. And now the Flames almost go down the ice 2-on-1, but Gaudreau's pass bounces over the blade of Hamidick's stick, and no damage is done.
Good defensive work by Gaudreau. He was beat at the line, but had the presence to go back on that 2-on-1.
Here comes Stajan at the left wing side. A sharp angle shot, blockered away by Rask, and now Hamilton has it far corner. He slides the left point to Giordano, who shoots. That shot doesn't get through, and now Klimchuk will pick it up in the far corner for the Flames. The Calgary kid making his NHL debut has his stick held by McAvoy, and there's no call. And now Corrali gets bowled over by Giordano as he crosses the Bruins' blue line. And Lazar will shoot it in for the Flames. And Chara will clear it right back out for the Bruins. Zdeno Chara now in his 20th NHL season. 12th with the Bruins, following four with the Islanders and four with the Senators. Has worn the C for all 12 of the seasons in Beantown. Here's Lazar, left wing side, ahead to Klimchuk. He chips it off the boards and in behind the Bruins' net. Stajan racing in there with a forecheck for the Flames. Now only 15 games away from 1,000 in his NHL career. Here comes Achari the other way for the Bruins. Hit and knocked off the puck by Brody. Benedict with a great chance in the first period. Back to get it. Coughs it up, but Hamidick will pick it up and tap the puck ahead to Jankowski. He slides it right wing side to Gaudreau. He's going to flip it in behind the Bruins' net. Johnny Gaudreau getting double shifted, as he has been getting a lot of late. In there on the forecheck for the Flames. Can't quite keep the puck in, but he'll pick it up at center.
Little extra duty with Garnet Hathaway serving that fighting major.
Here's Brody, right wing side to Hamidick, who moves it rink wide. And now it's backhanded in by Jankowski. Bennett races into the forecheck and gets there first. He tries to give it to Gaudreau. Pass intercepted by Carlo, though, who can't clear it. Giordano shoots it. Gaudreau gets a tip on that shot, but it deflects over the Bruins' net and over the glass and out of play. The Flames starting to skate a little bit better in the second period.
They are, Derek. And the other thing that they're doing is they're getting to the middle of the ice with control of the puck, which they weren't able to get any traction in the middle of the ice, because when you get there, now you have an opportunity to send the puck to the end of the rink and put a little pressure on your opponent's defense. They weren't able to do that in the opening period, at least not outside of a couple of occasions.
Well, getting to the middle against the Bruins is way easier said than done, isn't it?
It sure is.
Backlund wins an offensive zone draw. Kulak tries a shot and it's blocked, and now Stone with a shot. It bounces off the end boards, and Frölich can't get a stick on it in front. Had a couple of feet to Rask's left. And now we've got a stoppage in play and a Bruins penalty call coming. So the Flames doing some good things early in the second period. And down a goal, they're about to be up a man for the second time today.
Perfect pass by Michael Stone. He used the home boards beautifully to bank it off of them for a chance in front. Danton Heinen, who we just spoke of a couple of minutes ago, the 22-year-old, in the box for slashing, and the Flames have their second power play of the afternoon.
And it'll be brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. Flames 0-for-1 with a man advantage today, but 6 for their last 26. So it's been good since they went away from the 1-3-1, 4-forward, 1-defenseman look to the more traditional 3-forward, 2-defenseman look with their first unit. They start with their second unit. Backlund out there between Bennett and Tkachuk up front. A little different look here with Stone and Brody on the back end. Tkachuk taken down by Carlo behind the Bruins' net. From his knees, will knock it up the near boards, but the pass is intercepted, and Chara's going to shoot the puck down the ice.
And generally, you'll find Tkachuk with Monahan and Gaudreau, so this is a bit of a combo plate.
Here comes Bennett up the left wing side, and now across the Bruins' blue line. He chips it past Carlo, chases it behind the net, and hits Chara and knocks him off the puck. That's not easy to do. So the Bruins' Bergeron will pick it up and clear it out. Chara screaming at Bennett, not happy with that hit. It was clean, but Chara's just not used to getting hit like that. Nice work by Bennett. Comes Stone up the right wing side. He gets across the Bruins line and shoots it in. And it goes racing in there. Overskates the puck, though. And now Nash will scoop it up in the far corner and find an opening and shoot it down the ice. And it bounces off Riddick's stick right off the paddle of it. He had come out of the net to play it. Almost knocked it right into his open net. No damage done, though, as Gaudreau wheels across his blue line and now the red line and now the Bruins line and slides it left wing side to Monahan. Flames have their first power play unit out there. Here's Monahan, right point to Hamilton, across to Giordano, and now into the far corner to Gaudreau. He centers it. Monahan, a shot stop, rebound, and they score! Matthew Tkachuk jams the puck past Tuukka Rask. And another power play goal ties this game at one.
The usage of Matthew Tkachuk on this power play will tell you how good he's been. They used him on both units, and it paid dividends. He remained out there when the Flames made the change. Nice entry to the middle from Gaudreau to Monahan, sent it to the net, and Tkachuk fishes it out of the biggest pair of feet in the league, belonging to Chara. This young guy's on some roll.
Tkachuk now with 5 goals in his last 6 games, 8 in his last 12, 12 in his last 18, and 18 in his last 31. He had 4 in his first 27 games this season. He's red hot. The Flames are back to even with the Bruins. They're down 16-5 on the shot clock, but even at 1 on the scoreboard. Here's that game-tying goal.
19, Matthew Tkachuk! Assistant number 23, Sean Monahan. And to number 13, Johnny Gaudreau. Power play goal, 5:28.
Flames on the attack again now, looking for a 2-1 lead. Here's Bennett in the far corner to Frolik, who swings it up to the near side. Hamannik, a shot stop. Bennett after the rebound as it pulled off a stick by McAvoy. Flames are flying now. Jankowski and Frolik fighting for it in the far corner. Ends up squirting loose behind the Bruins net. McAvoy moves the left wing side to DeBrusk, who skates it across center and lifts it in behind Riddick's net. Bruins making a change. Kulak plays it right wing side. Stone will send it out to center. Pasternak knocks it down and bats it ahead to Bergeron. Bergeron centers. Marchand is stopped by Riddick. What a save!
It's too bad that Bruins duo doesn't have any chemistry or ability. Bergeron with an unbelievable saucer pass as he strips the puck at the blue line of the Flames, and Marchand races to the net, and a nifty waist-high redirect that David Riddick, who is really dialed in, makes a wonderful save on.
Well, we've got a brand new hockey game here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. The Bruins dominated most of the first period and had a 1-0 lead, but the Flames have been a lot better so far in the second period with 13:27 to play in period number 2 here at the Saddledome. It is the Bruins 1 and the Flames 1 on this Family Day Monday. Back with more of the second period in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tired of shopping at the other car dealers? Avoiding the same old high-pressure sales tactics and high prices can make you feel like that frog in the video game trying to cross the highway before it gets squished. Stop playing games. Come into Marlboro Ford instead. Get family pricing right now. First 3 payments up to $1,500 on Marlboro Ford. Plus, up to $1,000 Costco bonus on select models. Hurry, offer ends February 28th. More at MarlboroFord.com.
Your car is new and reliable, but sometimes your memory is not. So you ran out of gas on your way to a big client meeting. But luckily, you didn't forget your AMA membership. Join now for less than $9 a month. AMA. We will save you.
The Radio Player Canada app. Over 500 Canadian radio stations for your phone or tablet. It's free. Take Sportsnet 960 with you wherever you go. Go to your Apple or Android store to download it today. Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Stay tuned following this afternoon's game for the hardest working Flame, brought to you by Direct Energy. Direct Energy, providing customized energy solutions for Canadian companies.
Working hard in the second period. The Flames have battled back, and they have tied this game at 1. Puck to the blue line, held in by the Bruins. Carlo left point. He'll bank it off the end boards into the far corner to Krug, pinching into the play. Krug's pass to Marchand, intercepted by Hamilton, and the former Bruin with a chance to clear can't. Bergeron keeps it inside of Flames territory. He'll tap the puck into the far corner to Pasternak. He plays it left point to Krug, who winds and fires a shot, tipped in front, and it's wide off the stick of Marchand. And now Krug with the drive, and he hammers that one wide of the net.
The net's off. It's been off for 10 seconds at least.
Well, I'm glad you noticed. Referees finally do, and that leads to a stoppage in play. And on behalf of the Safeway and Sobeys Score and Win contest and Scarponi's Tomatoes, we've got our first winner on this Monday afternoon. And by shopping at Safeway or Sobeys, Janet Yukum Christie of Calgary has won a House of Marley Bluetooth audio system. Great way to listen to Flames games here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Congratulations goes out to Janet on Matthew Tkachuk's 22nd goal of the season. Should be his 23rd, but for now it's only his 22nd. Scores at 5:28 into the second period. Tie this game at 1. And what I'm referring to is we all thought, everybody up here in the broadcast booth, and even the Flames, that Matthew Tkachuk should have been credited with Dougie Hamilton's second goal and at 6-3 loss to the Panthers on Saturday. But for now, the Flames defenseman still has a hat trick.
It hasn't changed by now. I really, at this point, don't think that it will.
Although, remember that one Johnny Gaudreau goal that didn't get changed for, what, 3 or 4 days? So who knows?
But it did get changed by the time they played their next
yes,
game.
Yes, very true. Stajan will shovel the puck through the neutral zone and deep into the Bruins' end. Rask out of his net to play. It falls as he shoots the puck ahead. No damage done, though, as Schaller slides the left wing side, and Crawley will float it in behind Riddick's net. The goaltender bats the puck up the fireboards. And that ends up squirting up the middle of the ice right to Hamonic in his 500th game. He wheels across the Bruins' blue line, gets a backhand shot off, and then gets stiff-armed by McQuaid as he tries heading towards the net to pick it up. Bruins will clear it out. And here's Gaudreau for the Flames, sliding it right back in. But Ferland's pass back to Hamonic's intercepted by Nash, who knocks it up the near side. Heinen steps in and shoots and rips that shot right over top of the crossbar. McAvoy will glove it down and hold it in right point for the Bruins, at least for a moment. Now it bounces free, and Nash will get it in deep for the visitors. Back to get it for the home side is Hamonic. He moves it near side to Gaudreau. Reverses the puck to Hamonic. He returns it to Gaudreau, who slides it off the fireboards to Brody. And he'll skate it across his blue line, but it's reversed to Hamonic. A little off the mark of the Flames. Will have to regroup inside of their own territory. 11:20 to play in the second period here at the Saddle Dome. Well, the Flames were down 1-0 on a David Pasternak first period goal. His 22nd of the season at 5:59 made it 1-0 Boston, but the Flames get that goal back. Matthew Tkachuk scoring in the power play at 5:20 to the second period, and we're back to even here in Calgary. It's 1-1 in period number 2.
Derek, I don't like to muck with the game very often, but one thing I'd like to see sometimes is when an opposing player steps up in the middle of the ice and takes away really your opportunity to touch the puck. I'd like to see sometimes a few more icings waved in those situations.
Bruins with an offensive zone draw. Krug with a shot. Ends up turning into a pass to Krejci. Attempts to spin and shoot. That doesn't work. And the Flames will clear the puck out to center ice. Krejci picks it up there and drops it back to Spooner, who skates it up the left wing side. Does some stick handling and then gets stood up by Hamonic, who tries to clear it out. He can't. Either can bet it. Krejci keeps it in but loses his balance and the puck. Jankowski will pick it up, and he'll skate it out to center ice and drop it back to Brody, who moves it up the middle of the ice ahead to Bennett. Bennett stick handles it and centers, and he had Jankowski in front, but the pass bounces by his intended target. Now Spooner will pick it up in the near quarter deep of the Bruins zone. Spooner being chased and now hit by Hathaway, who goes high on him there and is probably lucky he didn't take a penalty. Here come the Bruins, led by Dabrowski, crosses the Flames line and zigzags in between a couple of defenders, spins and drops. Spooner a shot, and it's kicked away by the right pad of Riddick. Here's Giordano with the far corner now. The captain will lift it up in the air and down the ice. Good draw weight there to steal a curling term. Even my boxer dog Zoe seems to like curling. She was watching the Olympics last night. Back into the Flame zone. Tkachuk will drop it to Giordano. Moves it near side to Hamilton. He'll clear it out. And now Gerzlik will shoot it right back in from center. As we have reached the 10-minute mark of the second period here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. Well, the Flames and Boston Bruins are tied at 1. Now we've got an icing call on the Flames, so the Bruins up 18-7 on the shot clock will get an offensive zone faceoff.
Jake DeBrusk, nice work into the zone to maneuver and find Spooner coming late off the rush. That's the thing about the Bruins. because they're so fast and they have skill right through all four lines. They can hurt you below the hash marks, and they can hurt you in transition, too.
Face off to Riddick's left. Backlund wins the defensive zone draw, but Giordano ices the puck again, and that means another face off coming up to Riddick's left.
I think there's an opportunity against this Bruin team as you get a little farther down their defense to put pressure on them, Derek, if you can. But the Bruins' relentless pursuit away from the puck by their forwards, I think it's the key to everything they do. I really do, not to mention their elite level players who aren't bad. And that's being about as sarcastic as one human could be.
Your tongue's going to poke right through the side of your cheek there.
Right through my eye. Dripping.
With another defensive zone draw. Here's Tkachuk, ahead to Backlund. He comes it up the left wing side and centers it. Hamonic shoots. That shot goes off Marchand in front. Bouncing off his butt and up the near boards. And Carlo will clear it out to center from there. Now Bergeron taps it to Pastrnak. Pastrnak, who's got the Bruins goal in this game, leaves it left point. Krug with a shot. That pinballs around in front and goes wide of the Flames net. And now Hamonic will move it to Backlund. Backlund can't get it out. Marchand holds it in. Marchand centers and Pastrnak can't get his stick on the puck. Good work by Brody to tie him up out in front. Here comes Tkachuk the other way. He scurries it up the left wing side. Tkachuk with a toe drag and a shot right into the breadbasket of the goaltender Rask. And he'll hold on. And now Tkachuk gets a bit of a rough ride from a couple of Bruins after the whistle.
Including Bergeron. Cooler heads prevail in a 1-1 second period tie.
Well, I give the Flames some credit. Their goaltender kept him close in the first period when the Bruins were completely dominant, outshooting the Flames 13-4, outchancing them 10-5. David Pastrnak scored the only goal of the opening period. The Flames have been better in the second, and they have drawn even with the Bruins. Matthew Tkachuk with the game-tying goal, and with 9:09 to play in period number two here at the Saddle Dome, the Flames and the Bruins are tied at one. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey kids, Rob Kerr here for Metro Ford. With all there is to do at this time of year, Metro Ford is giving you one last thing to think about. Until February 28th, your first 3 months' payments are on Metro Ford. That's up to $1,500. Plus, eligible Costco members get an additional $1,000 towards select new 2017-2018 models. Like I said, one last thing to think about. For details, visit metroford.ca. No surprises.
Something's coming to Las Vegas. It's more vibrant than the Strip after dark.
Check out my gold unitard.
Nice.
And more committed than a drive-through wedding.
The body paint won't stick. You're gonna have to shave me.
Nope.
Let's show Vegas something they've never seen before. Alberta hockey fans. Enter ATB's Vegas Breakaway and you could win a trip to Las Vegas. Enter to win at atb.com/Vegas.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Flames hockey continues.
Up on the Flames Energy Board with 9:09 to play in the second period. It is 1-1. And now with a look at what's happening on the out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Just one other game underway on the NHL ice right now. They are midway through the third period in Buffalo with the Sabres trailing the Capitals 2-0. And a final score from this afternoon had the Wild getting by the Islanders 5-3. Three more games still to come. Predators welcome the Senators. Kings on the road in Chicago. Late game tonight has the Ducks taking on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Faceoff coming up to Rask's right. Stajan versus Kiraly. Ball started there, maybe both guys, so they'll reset them. And Stajan's going to take himself out, and Klimchuk was about to go in, and Lazar says, no, I'm going to take this faceoff for us.
Oh, I played a Lazar lot more center it. Than you.
Here's Kulak with a shot through some traffic and kicked away by Rask. Tough save, and a good one by the Bruins goaltender. Boy, good things happen when you put the puck on net and send bodies to the net, don't they?
Sure do. Winning faceoffs, that doesn't hurt once in a while either.
And Stajan, the Flames' best faceoff man amongst their four regular centermen, came to the game at 52.2%, but it wasn't him that won that draw. It was Curtis Lazar, who actually has struggled in the faceoff circle this season at 36.5%. Battle for the puck of the Flames zone. It's stuck in Schaller's skates. Stone giving him some love taps in the back. As the puck come free, Grizzly will shoot it in behind the Flames net. Kulak can't get to it. Klimchuk does, and he drops it off to Stone, who bounces it up the near boards to Lazar. And we might have a slashing penalty coming up. Matt Stajan had his stick chopped in half. Unless he was the chopper, not the choppy. And it looks like that is indeed the case as the Flames veteran forward gets a new piece of lumber, so to speak, and then makes his way across the ice into the penalty box, and the Bruins are going to head to the power play here.
Well, the Bruins tied for 10th in the league on the power play in the game versus Calgary last Tuesday. They were 1 out of 4 with the man advantage, and this one comes with a game tied at 1 with 8:19 to go in period number 2.
Flames 1-for-1 on the penalty kills so far today. It is powered by GSL GM City, your Cadillac Superstore, and home of the $598 Cadillac XT5 all-wheel drive. Visit GSL GM City today. Bruins win the offensive zone draw. Here's Pastrnak with a shot. And that one's kicked away by Rittich in front. David Pastrnak, who's already got a goal in this game, came close to making it 2. He's got his 22nd. Matthew Tkachuk, his 22nd. As Backlund tries to clear it out, but can't. Marchand holds it in right point. Shovels the puck in behind the Flames net. Pastrnak can't get the puck away from Hamonic, who moves it far side to Backlund, and he'll shoot it down the ice. Here's Krug. 5th in the NHL in goals by defenseman with 10. Tied for 9th in the league in points by defenseman with 37, but Bruins cop the puck up, and the Flames captain Giordano will shoot it down the ice. Jankowski in there on the forecheck, decides to back off as Pastrnak picks up the puck. Snakes his way out to center. He plays it ahead to Spooner, who's pickpocketed beautifully by Brody. It's something the Flames struggled with early in the season, Lou, but I think they're getting better and better at it, and that's holding the defensive blue line.
Denying entries on the penalty kill. Did not start out well this season. Been really good since.
They just did it again as Lazar picks the pocket of Backes and pushes the puck down the ice. Here's McAvoy. He circles in behind the Bruins net with 44 seconds remaining in the Flames penalty to Stajan. He crosses center with it and bounces it off the skate of Heinen and right to Stone, and he'll rifle the puck down the ice. Excellent job on this penalty kill by the Flames with now 30 seconds remaining in the Bruins power play. Here comes Krejci, 3-time 20-goal scorer. Let's get it up the far side and swing it back to the right point to McAvoy. He moves it across the line. Heinen steps in and drops it. McAvoy back to Heinen near circle. Heinen a shot, maybe a pass. Either way, it didn't work. And now Frolik steals it but can't clear it. But Giordano's going to grab it and send it out to center. Here comes Backlund, racing it up the right wing side. Backlund forced in behind the net by Backes. Now push the puck far side. Frolik tries to spit and shoot, but the shot goes off Heinen. And the puck bounces to the Flames' blue line. Hamonic will pick it up, lift it up in the air and in as Stajan comes out of the penalty box. We're back to 5-on-5 with 6:12 to play in the second period of what's turned into a very competitive game, and it's 1-1. Here comes DeBrusk trying a shot, but it's blocked by Hamonic in front. Monahan will pick up the puck, lug it across his blue line and now the red line, and now across the Bruins line. He drops Gaudreau, tries to drop it back to Brody, but the pass comes across the Bruins blue line, and the Flames are offside. And Sean Monahan, goalless with 5 assists in 5 going on 6 games since his 4-game goal-scoring streak was snapped, and just doesn't look quite as confident with the puck right now, but you know, it'll change that. A goal.
Always seems to help.
Yeah, maybe he'll get one when we come back. 5:55 to play in period at number 2 here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary on this Family Day Monday. Wasn't a great first period for the Flames, but it's been a pretty darn good second one, and they have drawn even with the Bruins. It is 1-1. Back with more of the second period in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A new year means a new chance to drive home the 2018 Ford F-150, the most capable F-150 ever. Until the end of the month, eligible Costco members get $1,000 and your first 3 months' payments covered up to $1,500. Get the job done like a pro with great features like the class-exclusive military-grade aluminum body. Whatever the challenge, bring it in the 2018 F-150. Visit your local Ford store or find your Ford.ca.
Over the years, the great listeners of Sportsnet 960 have shown how community and charity-minded they are. We know you care about this city and the people in it. We are all united by sport. Coming up on April 7th at the Palace Theater, it's a fundraising concert for the Gordie Howe Cares Program, Pro-Am, in aid of Alzheimer's disease. Sportsnet 960 presents Loverboy. Your tickets now at the Palace Theatre, Calgary.ca. See you at the show. listen for a special on-air auction where you and nine friends can get amazing VIP treatment at the show. Classic Canadian rock for a great cause. Loverboy in Calgary with Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Flames hockey continues.
A little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the second period here at the Dome. Well, the Flames were down 1-0, but have evened things up. It's 1-1. The Bruins badly outshooting the Flames, though. 19-9 so far in this game. Here's Schaller deep in the Flames zone. He plays the puck right point. McAvoy with a shot. It bounces around in front, going off Stone and Corrali. And now Stone hauls down Corrali. Bruins want a penalty call. Aren't going to get one. Gulak will rip it up the far boards by McAvoy and out. And now Jankowski steps up and picks up the puck. Crosses the Bruins line and drops, but Bennett blows a tire. And now here's Schaller racing it up the left wing side. Gulak able to catch up to him and angle him off into the near quarter. Good hustle there by Brett Gulak. Looked like Tim Schaller was maybe going to get a breakaway opportunity there. Here's Hamilton deep in his own zone. It's been a great stretch for Dougie Hamilton. He turns the puck over here, though. Corrali feeding it in front. Now Heinen twisting and turning near half-boards, trying to protect the puck from Kulak. Flames need to make a change here. Grizzlick attempting a shot at the left point, has it blocked by Hathaway, and then Hathaway holds him up. And then makes a left turn, heads to the Flames bench as Wade will scoop it up and beyond the Bruins net. Play it right wing side, but he's knocked off the puck there as Heinen will swing it up the left wing boards to back as he shoots, and that one's off of Riddick's leg and then off the outside of the far goal post. Goaltender looked a little bit handcuffed trying to make that stop. Puck bounces back to the blue line. Chara throws it to the net. Heinen, the redirect stop. And Brody able to wrestle the puck away from Heinen before he was able to get to the rebound. Back to the blue line, back is a drive, a hard one, and it's gobbled up by the goaltender and Riddick with another good save.
Charlie McAvoy, what a play he makes without his stick to win a battle right in front of his own bench and kick it to the veteran Backus, who let it go quickly. Backus was very good, had a pair of points in the 5-2 win last Tuesday. The longtime St. Louis Blue, who's been a very good fit. There he is now. Been a couple shifts since Mark Giordano had been on the ice. And have they changed pairings?
Well, right now, Giordano's out there with Hamonic. Defensively, that would be a better pairing for the Flames, with all due respect to Hamilton, who's had a heck of a season. Maybe just a way to try to deal with what I think's the best line of the National Hockey League with Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak. Flames win a defensive zone draw. That's a good start. Giordano gives it to Hamonic, who moves it right wing side to Backlund, and he'll float it in behind the Bruins' net. Frolik and Tkachuk racing in there for the Flames. Come up with it. Frolik tries to set her in front, and instead it bounces to Tkachuk, who's hauled down by Krug. And now Frolik with a shot, and now Backlund is robbed by Rask. Back to the right point, Hamonic across to Giordano. Moves it up the middle of the ice to Frolik. He tries a shot, turns into a pass to Backlund. They'll chop it in behind the Bruins' net. Tkachuk taken down by Krug. As Bergeron's going to pick up the puck in the far quarter. He takes a shot from Tkachuk. But Bergeron's able to move it up the near boards and out. And now Backlund is going to shoot it right back in.
Good play by Hamonic to step up in the middle of the ice. Took away time and space from Marchand.
Now Rask gives it to Pasternak, who gives it away to Gaudreau. He tries to drop the puck to Ferland, but Marchand intercepts the pass and slides the puck out to center. Monahan. Backhand pass to Ferland, who drops to Gaudreau. Gaudreau to Monahan. He dangles it and can't get a shot off. Fantastic defensive play by Carlo. And now a breakaway pass. Spooner in. Robbed by Riddick. A fantastic trapper stop.
Excellent recognition by the Bruins as Spooner got in behind Kulak and Stone. And the pass was delivered by Marchand right on the tape. Couldn't have dropped it there any better. Spooner raced in, and Riddick, there's your Shane Holmes save of the day candidate to this point.
And how about Sean Monahan racing back and giving his goaltender David Riddick a hug? Thanks for bailing us out, kid.
And when Sean is really feeling it, he shoots that puck one touch.
Yep.
At the other end.
Mentioned that earlier in the second period, not shooting as much as he probably should. Bruins with a draw, Chara with a shot, and that was a blast off the stick of the hulking Bruins blue liner, but that went right into the breadbasket of Riddick, who holds on. Zdeno Chara, amongst active players, fourth in games played, first in penalty minutes, leads all active defensemen in goals with 194 and points with 621. And he might be getting up there in age at 40, second oldest player in the league behind only one other guy, and that guy being Matt Cullen of the Wild, who's 41. But he can still shoot it. He can still play at a very high level. And the Flames in now. Monahan trying to move it out in front of the Bruins net to Gaudreau. Pass intercepted by Grizzlick, though. He dishes it off to DeBrusque. He shoots it in, but he was a little short of center there, so that leads to an icing call and to a stoppage at play with 2:41 left in the second period. Shots on goal, not close. Boston with 23, Calgary with 11, but the score is close. It's 1-1.
David Rittich really dialed in after giving up that rather early goal to Pasternak. Wonderful save off Spooner most recently on the breakaway. Hamonic back with Brody in the right situation. It looks like the Flames want, potentially, we'll keep an eye on it. Hamonic and Giordano out against the Bergeron line.
Face off to Rask's left. Krejci wins that draw versus Ferland after Monahan got thrown out. McQuaid will move it to right wing side. Spooner up the middle. And now Grizzlick will bounce it out to center ice. DeBrusque trying to get it in deep. Can Hamonic knocks it down and clears it out. And now Ferland steps up and picks up the puck. He drops it off to Gaudreau. Gaudreau protecting it from Grizzlick. Grizzlick trying to wrestle him off the puck. Penalty call coming up here. Ferland centers. Monahan is stopped by Rask. A fantastic save on the Flames sniper from point-blank range.
Well, for a rare time, the Bruins were not able to get Chara and McAvoy out against the Flames' top offensive line. Ferland, good work to start the play inside the line. Gaudreau and Grizzlick in a wrestling match, and then Ferland stayed with it on the cycle to make a nice backhand pass to Monahan in a quality location, and Rask with maybe his best save of the afternoon.
Well, what an opportunity for the Flames, even with the Bruins and one on the scoreboard. And now they get a power play opportunity, trying to make it 2-for-3 with a man advantage today. Bruins win the defensive zone draw. Char will catch up to it behind his net and bounce it off Bennett's hand and out to center ice. Stone scoops it up there and reverses it back to Brody. With now 2 minutes to play in the second period and a minute 44 remaining in the Grizzlick penalty. Here's Brody, left wing boards. Bennett will bat it in behind Rask's net. The goaltender tries to play it. It slides by him, but right to Chara, who bats the puck ahead to Bergeron. He comes it up the left wing side, spins into the flame zone, and just fires the puck into the far corner. Brody back to get it there. We'll leave it in behind the net, and Backlund will pick it up and leave it behind for Brody, who starts the breakout. Slides it up the right wing side to Stone, who drops it back to Brody. He plays it up the left wing boards to Backlund, who glides across the Bruins' blue line and throws it in. And now Chara will grab it and bounce it off the glove of Gaudreau, but he can't get it out. Gaudreau, though, misses Bennett with a pass, and Schaller will clear the puck into Flames territory. A minute remaining in this Bruins penalty. A minute 15 in the second period. 1-1 the score here at the Dome this afternoon. Here comes Gaudreau speeding in. Gaudreau stick handles by Carlo into the far corner, and now rims it around to the right point to Hamilton. Hamilton across, Giordano into the far corner to Gaudreau. Bounces it off the boards, back to the blue line to Giordano. Giordano, right point to Hamilton. Steps into the near corner. Hamilton moves it beyond the net. Up the far boards to Gaudreau. Rips it around to the near boards. Right back to Hamilton again. Hamilton back to the blue line to Giordano. He goes far circle to Gaudreau. Gaudreau in behind the net. His pass misses Tkachuk, but it's picked up near boards by Hamilton, who then gives it away to Chara, and his former defense partner shoots it down the ice. Rittich will set it up with 15 seconds remaining in the Grizzlick penalty. Here comes Giordano weaving his way across the Bruins line. The captain carries it into the far corner, feeds it in front. Tkachuk with a great move. Tkachuk centers it, and he misses Monahan in front. And the puck ends up slotting by everybody and down the ice. And now Giordano dumped by Corrali. Corrali steals it. Corrali centers it, and he misses Achari out in front. Here come the Flames back the other way, but Heinen able to beat Frolik to a loose puck. He moves it ahead to Corrali, and he'll just dump it into the Flames zone, and that'll do it for what was a fun second period here at Scotiabank Saddledome on this Family Day Monday. David Pasternak scored his 22nd goal of the season, 5:59 into the first period, but Matthew Tkachuk answers that with his 22nd tally of the season, 5:28 into the second period, another power play goal for the Flames, and with that one, they draw even with the Bruins and tie this game at one, and that's where we're at following 40 minutes today.
David Rittich continues to have a fine afternoon. Flames work ethic, the way they move their feet, they were able to get some pressure on the Bruins defense, which really was not the case in the opening 20 minutes. And now the Flames have power play goals in three games in a row as they're getting some traction in that area.
Well, it should be a fantastic third period. But before that, we've got our second intermission coming up. And before we send it to Pat Steinberg, the Flames home for what seemed like about 30 seconds. And they're going to head right back on the road tomorrow, Lou.
They are. They're making their way for the first time ever to Las Vegas. Isn't it your first time, period?
Yes, first time in Sin City. I'm going to try not to sin.
You're in for quite a show, I will say that. As someone, I've only been once, but it's quite a place. And they'll play the Pacific Division leading Golden Knights live from the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Flames radio studio. You guys handle that beautifully. I have a little tough time.
It's a mouthful.
Throwing that one out. Mr. Steinberg will host all of it, including Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up at 7:30. We'll have the game shortly after 8:30.
All right, looking forward to our first trip to not only Las Vegas, but to T-Mobile Arena. I hear that's quite a place to
yeah,
watch and call a hockey game.
What I'm looking forward to the most is that game night experience.
It'll be a tough one against not only the Pacific Division, not only the Western Conference, but the National Hockey League leading Golden Knights. Yes, the expansion Golden Knights first overall once again. We'll see if the Flames can even up their season series with a win on Wednesday. But they've got a lot of work to do in this game. Less work going into the third period than they had going into the second period. The Bruins had a 1-0 lead through 20 minutes today, but the Flames battled back and tied at 1 before the end of 40. Looking forward to the third period. But before that, Pat Steinberg standing by. We'll host our second intermission right after the break. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app.
Hi, it's Boomer here for GSL, your Cadillac superstore and home of the largest selection of Cadillacs. We have the industry-leading Cadillac XT5 luxury all-wheel drive for only $5.98 per month. Or get into the versatile Cadillac ATS for $3.99 per month. Whatever your Cadillac choice is, GSL has you covered. Visit GSL GM City today, 1720 Beau Trail Southwest, or GSLGMCity.com.
GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow.
Hey, the 80s called. They want their fireplace back.
Upgrade today with a heat and glow insert from Mr. Fireplace. It's everything you loved about your old fireplace without everything you hated. Smoke? Gone. Soot and constant maintenance? Gone. Stop by Mr. Fireplace for the line of heat and glow fireplace inserts. And for a limited time, Mr. Fireplace will throw in a free vent, a $335 value, and give you a $100 instant rebate. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 50 years.
Two periods are done. Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Our second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Flames draw even in period number two, and after 40 minutes of play, it's 1-1 Calgary and Boston as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Bruins open the scoring in period number one. It's time for the second period summary, by the way. The Bruins open the scoring in period number one thanks to David Pastrnak's 22nd of the season. An unassisted mark at 5:59 to make it 1-0. And David Rittich was huge in not allowing that game to get beyond 1-0 and allowing the Flames to get to work on some special teams to tie this game up. Because about 5.5 minutes into period number two, Flames get a power play and they tie this game up.
Here's Monahan, right point to Hamilton, across to Giordano, and now into the far corner to Gaudreau. He centers it, Monahan, a shot stop, rebound, and they score! Matthew Tkachuk jams the puck past Tuukka Rask, and another power play goal ties this game at one.
Number 22 on the season for Matthew Tkachuk. Sean Monahan, Johnny Gaudreau draw the assist at 5:28. A power play goal has this game all tied at one after 40. Boston outshooting Calgary 10-8. in the second period. So shots are 23-12 in favor of the Bruins after 40 minutes of play. David Rittich has been very strong in this game this afternoon. Calgary 1-for-2 on the power play in the second. They're 1-for-3 in the game. 0-for-1 on the power play of the Bruins in the second period. They're 0-for-2 this afternoon. And it is 1-1 Flames and Bruins after 40 minutes of play. Tune in before every Flames game for the starting lineup brought to you by South Street Burger. Faster isn't always better. South Street Burger serves fresh Angus beef, house-cut fries, and old-fashioned shakes, all prepared to order. South Street Burger, better burgers, fries, and shakes. That's the second period summary. Up next, Peter Labardius rejoins us here in the broadcast booth as Calgary and Boston are tied at one after 40 minutes of play. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Chevman and Carwoman fight to save money at Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
I want a new vehicle, Chevman. You have to help me.
2018 Silverado, crew cab, 4x4, $239 on a lease, Carwoman. No money down.
Take me to the options, Chevman.
Touchscreen infotainment, tonneau cover, chrome runners, remote start, 20-inch wheels. Ticket for a test drive?
My mother warned me about getting into cars with strange men.
This is a Silverado.
You saved my life, Jared.
Call me Chevman. Deerfoot and Douglasdale.
On the ice and in life, anything can happen. If you've been injured in an accident, get the lawyers with more than 40 years experience fighting for Albertans like you. We are Litwinnick & Company, the only Alberta lawyers named as one of Canada's top 10 personal injury firms. For your free consultation, visit litco.ca. No matter where you live in Alberta, we're here for you. LITCO.ca. Proud members of the Sea of Red.
The best way to stay on top of the news is with 660 News.
660 News is Calgary's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.
660 News is Calgary's only fully staffed newsroom, tracking local, national, and international news 24/7.
Traffic and weather reports on the ones, with business news at 26 and 56 past the hour, with live market updates every half hour during the trading day.
If the radio isn't nearby, live stream at 660news.com.
Calgary's breaking news, traffic, and weather station. 660 News.
Two periods are done. Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Our second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
And we've got a 1-1 tie after 40 minutes of play. The Flames and the Boston Bruins, as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you, and Peter Labardius upstairs with me as well. As the Flames certainly were able to get things back a little bit better in period number two. That first period, David Rittich, the biggest reason why it didn't get away on him, because it wasn't close. Rittich still had to be good in the second, but a little bit more even in period number two, that's for sure.
Yeah, much more even, and the shots on goal indicate that too. It was 13-4 for the Bruins, Pat, after one, and I can probably say this, as impressive a period as I've seen a visiting team play in this building all year. That was a clinic of how to play the game, how to play away from the puck, how to win battles, how to control the middle of the ice. You really can't play the sport much better than the Bruins did in the first 20, but to the Flames' credit, didn't take in too much water as a result, thanks to Mr. Rittich, and a much better second period, which leaves them in a good spot, 20 minutes to try and win a hockey game against, for my money at this point, maybe the best team I've seen with my own two eyes this season.
Certainly, you know, we had a lot of questions about whether or not David Rittich was, you know, going to bounce back. His first home start on Saturday was not a great one. Not even to say that he was the biggest reason, just was not the way he wanted it to go against the Florida Panthers two nights ago. Today, though, he's been on. He's made, you know, the only goal that goes in, that's a pretty good shot from Pastrnak. But since that point, I mean, he's been really, really strong, and he's gotten the job done.
Pat, what an interesting stretch of hockey it has been in this regard. So they're in Nashville Thursday. He turns a puck over, a bit of a bad break, gives up a goal. How would he respond to that? He responded beautifully. Then comes home for his first NHL start in this rink. Does it go very well? No, it doesn't go great. But how has he bounced back? And even after giving up an early goal, which sometimes could send you into, oh boy, here we go again. And don't tell me there weren't a lot of people upstairs after the first one goes in thinking a little bit, is he in for another tough day?
Right.
Even though I wouldn't fault him. And all he has done is absolutely bared down in a very impressive way ever since.
You mentioned it after they scored to tie the game in the second period, but the Flames have got power play goals now in three straight games, and the power play has been able to tally for them in now five of their last six games. And it's been an area of big-time concern for a good chunk of the season. But right now, the power play seems to be generating a little bit more, and it's converting on a much higher rate right now.
And today it's really tough. This is an exceptional Bruins penalty-killing team, especially when Bergeron and Chara and Marchand are on the ice. So they've done a much better job. Pat, you've heard this for years. Specialty teams have a tendency to go in waves, and the Flames, after Troy Brouwer went down and got hit with the puck, they went to a couple of different units. Two things that have happened for me. I think they're doing a better job on retrieving. They're shooting more pucks at the net. And Matthew Tkachuk is getting more and more comfortable in a very key role down low, operating on both sides and in front of the net. So in Gaudreau and Tkachuk, now you have two really dangerous people when the puck is on their stick in terms of your ability to make plays. And Dougie Hamilton gives you what? He gives you a right-handed shot. So they made the change. It's gained some traction. And not unlike anything else, when you have some confidence, things start getting better.
Flames go into the third period tied at one. What did they do in the second period that allowed them to have a little bit more success, and what do they need to continue doing here in period number three, about 6 minutes away?
Well, the one thing I saw, Pat, is the Bruins are so good controlling the middle of the ice, but the Flames were able to transition, at least get the puck to the middle of the ice and make the Bruins play 200 feet. When they only have to play about 140 or 150, they're going to beat you time in and time out. You've got to find a way to make it harder for them in their own zone. They're not likely. How many in two games, and you watch really close, how many odd man situations do you ever get against this team?
Yep.
Not very many. So when that is the case, you better put pucks on dumps into places where you can retrieve them, and at least, if nothing else, force them to play all 200 feet of the rink. A better job of that against a team that's about as good at taking away blue to blue as any group in this league.
All right, Lou. Third period's about 5 minutes away. Thank you, pal.
You're welcome.
He's Peter Labardius. We're here at the Scotiabank Saddledome after 40 minutes of play. The Flames and Boston Bruins are tied at one. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $10 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We've got your out-of-town scoreboard coming your way next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Farley, every year, Country Hills Toyota hosts a Pee Wee tournament and a Timbits Classic. But the Simons Valley Kids Cancer Care Hockey Tournament is different. Tell us why.
Eric, we call it the Stick It to Cancer Tournament. That is exactly what 36 Bantam teams get a chance to do by generating funds for camps, scholarships, and research for Kids Cancer Care of Alberta.
And off the ice, you help too.
Yeah, we help all year long with fundraising initiatives like bottle drives and vehicle raffles.
Good on you.
Country Hills Toyota, because you support us, we support you.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan and 500 other Canadian radio stations stream 24/7 on the Radio Player Canada. For your phone or tablet, it's free, very easy to download. Go to sportsnet.ca/960 for instructions. Two periods are done. Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Our second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 1-1 tie, Flames and the Boston Bruins, after 40 minutes of play, as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. This is an afternoon game, so not a ton going on elsewhere, but there are two final scores from earlier this afternoon. Minnesota Wild get two from Jason Zucker to help them to a 5-3 win on the road over the New York Islanders, and Alexander Ovechkin's 35th of the season helps the Washington Capitals to a 3-2 win on the road over the Buffalo Sabres. John Carlson and Evgeny Kuznetsov also scoring for Washington in that one. So those are the two final scores. A couple more games, three more, in fact, still to come this evening. They don't get going until a little bit later later on, though, 6 o'clock. Nashville Predators at home to the Ottawa Senators. The Los Angeles Kings are on the road in Chicago. That game gets going at 6:30, and it's a late start in Vegas as the Golden Knights welcome the Anaheim Ducks. That is an 8 o'clock start, and that is your out-of-town scoreboard. Well, certainly the second period a little better for the Flames than the first period, but there is no doubt about it through 40 minutes of play. The Boston Bruins are one heck of a challenge, and it is going to be a difficult test for the Flames to come out of here with 2 points this evening. They've got a very good Bruins team in the third period coming up next. We are tied 1-1 after 40 minutes of play. Derek Wills and Peter Labardius have got your third period play-by-play coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Over the years, the great listeners of Sportsnet 960 have shown how community and charity-minded they are. We know you care about this city and the people in it. We are all united by sport. Coming up on April 7th at the Palace Theater, it's a fundraising concert for the Gordie Howe Cares Program, Pro-Am, in aid of Alzheimer's disease. Sportsnet 960 presents Loverboy. Your tickets now at the Palace Theater, Calgary.ca.
See you at the show.
Listen for a special on-air auction where you and nine friends can get amazing VIP treatment at the show. Classic Canadian rock for a great cause. Loverboy in Calgary with Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The third period of Calgary Flames radio starts now. Here's Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, it was a game that really could have got away from the Flames with the way the Bruins played in the opening 20 minutes this afternoon. But thanks to David Rittich, it didn't. And his teammates give him a little run support to steal a baseball term in the second period. After David Pastrnak scores the only goal of the first period, his 22nd, Matthew Tkachuk, the only player to tally in the second period, his 22nd, and following 40 minutes at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary on this Family Day Monday, it's the Flames 1 and the Bruins 1. What are you expecting in the third period, Peter Labardius?
Probably more of the same, hotly contested. These games generally come down on a day like this to who's going to make a play when it matters the most and give your team an opportunity to win. David Rittich, really impressed again, Derek, with his ability to bounce back from some adversity. Second time this week that he's really had to deal with some of that, and he's been excellent. So this a great team they're playing today, and I don't throw that out lightly. This a heck of a hockey team.
I give some credit to Flames goaltending coach Jordan Sigalette as well, because not only does he coach these guys on the ice, he's almost their psychologist off the ice as well. And if a guy has a rough night, Sigalette's in there reinforcing what he has to do to have success. And I think Sigalette's done a great job with all the Flames goaltenders, and certainly with this 25-year-old Czech named Rittich. Well, just about set to start the third period here at the Saddledome. The Flames with their home red jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Bruins with their road whites from left to right. And for the third straight period, it's Backlund versus Bergeron for the opening faceoff. And for the first time today, Backlund loses that draw to Bergeron as Carlo's going to bounce it up the middle of the ice to Pastrnak. He leaves it behind for Marchand, who's knocked off the puck by Backlund. And now Frolik will clear it out to center. Renato steps up, gets bumped by Pastrnak. Backlund will swoop in to pick up the puck and shoot it into the Bruins zone. Krug hit hard by Frolik along the near boards as Krug still able to clear it out to center ice. Renato being chased by Pastrnak. Slides it fireboards to Monahan, and he'll reverse it in behind the Flames net as both teams change. 40 seconds into the third period. Renato's going to lift it up in the air and to the Bruins blue line. Ferland can't come up with it. Got bodied off the puck by Chara. Here comes Heinen the other way. And up the left wing side. Circles it behind the net. Heinen steps in front. Tries a centering pass, but it's off Monahan's leg. And it bounces right to Giordano, who moves it to Monahan, and he'll feed it ahead to Ferland at center. Ferland shoots it in behind Rask's net. And Road chasing into the far corner. The smallest player in the league knocked off the puck by the biggest in Chara. Now Chara, being chased by Gaudreau in the far corner, protects the puck from him. Backus almost gives it away to Gaudreau, but Chara with that 12-foot-long stick of his, able to slide it up the near boards, and McAvoy will play it down the ice from there, but that'll be an icing call on the Bruins. Not a bad start to the third period for the Flames.
And an aggressive start. I like to see the strong side pinch under good situations in the Bruins zone. Put a little heat on them in their own end of the rink and see if you can cause some havoc the way They've caused you plenty of havoc today.
Faceoff coming up to Rask's right. Jankowski will take the draw versus Nash. Riley Nash, who has already established career highs for points with 26 and equaled his career high for goals with 10, his 56 games into his season. It's been a career year for the Consort Alberta native. Here's Bennett, right point to Stone, who slides it across. Kulak takes a shot, now fires it off the end boards, looking for a big bounce, and the puck's picked up by Hathaway. He shovels it into the far corner to Bennett, who gets spun off the puck by McAvoy. Jankowski battling to keep it in for the Flames, and he's got the puck on his stick far half boards. He leaves it right point, Stone. Slips it across the blue line to Kulak, who gives it back to Stone. He centers it in front, Bennett shoots off the crossbar! Right where the goalpost and the crossbar connect, that's where Sam Bennett fired that puck. And from there, deflects over the glass and into the netting.
Back-to-back good shifts, and give Brett Kulak and especially Michael Stone credit. Stone faked the shot, looked off, went through the seam to a wide-open Bennett, who wired it looking for his second of the season against the Bruins, and I'm sure you heard it go doink off the bar and out of the end of the rink.
Bennett's been playing well. He had a three-game point streak snapped in that 6-3 loss to the Panthers on Saturday, but he's had some good chances today against the Bruins. Flames win an offensive zone draw. They've got their fourth line out there, stage in between Klimchuk and Lazar. They're up front, Kulak and Stone still out there on the back end as the Bruins will shoot it down the ice. Kulak back to get it, protects the puck from Machari, moves it near corner to the Calgary native Klimchuk. In his NHL debut, he slides it ahead to Lazar, who spins in. Lazar still has the puck on his stick. Lazar finally hit and knocked off the puck by Schaller, and Achari is going to kick it out to center ice, pick it up there, and race it up the right wing side. Achari shoots, Riddick the save, bouncing puck, it's loose in front, and swept away by Lazar. And now Stajan will skate it across center and dump it into Bruins territory. Both teams changing as we approach the three-minute mark of the third period in a 1-1 game. Here's Ferland out in front, pulled off the puck by Spooner, but the Bruins can't get it out. Brody holds it in for the Flames. Brody, top of the far circle. Hamannik, a shot stopped by Rask. And now Ferland has it for the Flames. Ferland feeds Hamannik right point. He'll bounce it across the blue line to Brody, who bats it near half-boards to Gaudreau. Gaudreau goes right point to Hamannik. Hamannik, a shot. That one's off Ferland, sticking wide of the Bruins net. And the puck will ricochet off the end boards and slot on the fresh ice into Flames territory. Monahan will take over at center and reverse it back to Brody. Moves it right wing side. Hamannik skips it towards the net. That took a big bounce in front of Rask and just went wide of the Bruins net. And now here's Gaudreau trying to feed it in front to Frolik. Pass intercepted by McAvoy, who spins away from the Flames forechecker and moves it up the middle to the Bruins captain, Chara. And he'll bank it off the fireboards and from center to Brusk. Bats it in behind the net. Riddick out of the goal. We'll give it to Frolik. He leaves it for Hamilton. He overskates it. Pasternak centers it. Here's McAvoy, a shot. Great blocker saved by Riddick. One of his best today. Puck will bounce out to center now. Backlund picks it up. Scampers it up the right wing side. Tries a sharp angle shot, but has it blocked by McAvoy. And now Marchand will pick it up in the corner, but he can't clear it out. Held in right point. Hamilton a shot. Off the stick of Frolik and well wide of the Bruins' net. Giordano overskates it for the Flames. McAvoy will pick it up and send it to the Flames' blue line, where Hamilton, who had a hat trick on Saturday, the first of his career, and first by a Flames defenseman since Al MacInnis in 1992, moves it ahead to Backlund, and his long-distance drive is easily gloved by Rask, who holds on.
Well, the Flames have notched two hat tricks this season. We'll see if there's any more the rest of the way. If there is, the player and one lucky fan will each win a pair of boots from the Alberta Boot Company. Call it a boot trick, wear the legend, and invest in a 100% handmade pair of boots. Find the perfect fit at albertaboot.com.
Faceoff coming up to Rask's right. Jankowski will take the draw versus Nash. Nash wins it. Puck pinballs around in front before landing on the blade of Carlo's stick. He carries it up the right side and moves it up the middle. Backus. Left wing boards to Krug, who jumps up into the rush. He tries to feed it in front. Good stick there by Stone to block his pass, though. And now Bennett taken down by Backus in the near corner. But Kulak comes in to pick up the loose puck. Moves it up the middle. Good breakout pass there to Jankowski. His stick handles by Heinen. And now banks it off the far boards to Bennett. And he slides it ahead to Hathaway. Hathaway steps in and attempts a shot, but it's off the stick of Krug, up over the glass and into the netting. And we're only 19 seconds away from the five-minute mark of the third period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. David Pasternak scored the only goal of the opening period. Matthew Tkachuk, the only player tallied in the second period. And the Bruins and the Flames are still tied at one today.
I've liked the start of the third period for the Flames. good jump, spending some decent time at the other end. They had a couple of bobbles that led to a good chance for Achari, but good start to this third.
Face off to Rask's left. Bruins win it. Flames steal it. Quick shot from the far boards by Lazar. Gloved by Rask, and he will hold on. Well, Tuukka Rask looking for his 228th win today. He is only three wins away from passing Jerry Cheevers for third most in Bruins history, and four wins away from passing Frank Brimsek for second most in franchise history. Tiny Thompson, the leader, with 252 wins in a Bruins jersey. Here's Dejan Farboards for the Flames. He'll bat the puck into the far corner to Klimchuk, who's hammered down to the ice by Chara. Welcome to the National Hockey League, kid. And now Achari will shoot the puck into the Flames zone. Amadek and Schaller fighting for it behind the net. Karali in there. Lazar wraps him up. Brody trying to pick up the puck. Karali's got a hold of his stick. Brody now gloves it into the far corner. Karali takes over there and slides it down low to Schaller. Schaller into the far boards by Lazar, protecting the puck. Will slide it in beyond the Flames net, but Hamidick's the only guy there. Hamidick, though, hit by Achari, gives it away, but it bounces in front right to Brody. And he'll slide it left wing side to Klimchuk at center. Klimchuk shoots it in beyond the Bruins net. Both teams changing as we have passed the 5-minute mark of the third period in this 1-1 hockey game. Erland upended in the far corner, no call. And now Gaudreau's going to steal the puck. He centers it or tries to, but it bounces off the left leg of Rask. That was a break for the Bruins because Gaudreau had Furland all alone in front. Randall back to get it in the Flame zone. Plays it right wing side to Furland, and he'll rifle the puck in from center. Rask will kick it up the far side to Chara, who springs Pastrnak. He's got a breakaway. Pastrnak with a forehand, robbed by Rittich. What a left pad save! Comes Marchand in. Far quarter to Pastrnak. He centers it, but his pass is off Hamilton's leg and wide of the Flames net. Chara sneaking in will pick up the puck for the Bruins. He centers it in front. Marchand checked by Gaudreau. Gets a shot off now, and Hamilton goes fluttering wide to the far side. Here's Pastrnak. He throws it in behind the Flames net. Hamilton takes the puck away from his former teammate Bergeron and moves it up to your side to Furland, and he will chip it out to center. Boy, David Rittich, what a response to an off night versus the Panthers on Saturday. He has been brilliant on Family Day versus the Bruins.
That's as good a save as he's made in his NHL career. And off no slouch, fellow countryman David Pastrnak, who can stick handle in a phone booth, and did right there, and Rittich reached back. It looked like Pastrnak had him, but he reached back with a left toe to make the save of the day.
Puck lifted up in the air and out by Marchand. Hamidick will knock it down in center and feed Frolik, who plays it left wing side. Kachuk to back them with a blast. Stop. Rebound to Kachuk. And he sends a shot sailing over the net. And now Hamidick feeds it in front, but his pass bounces by everybody wearing red. And now Pastrnak tries to spring Marchand. Marchand trying to find it in Brody's feet, but the puck ends up rolling right to Rittich. And he'll hold on, and we will take a timeout. 7 minutes and 7 seconds into the third period of what's turned into a very good Family Day game between the Flames and the Bruins. David Pastrnak has the only goal for Boston. Matthew Tkachuk, the only player to tally for Calgary. And with 12:53 remaining in the third period here at Scotiabank Saddledome, the Bruins and the Flames are tied at one. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, Josh Lamb from Northwest Acura. Do you think customer service is a thing of the past? Well, it's alive and thriving at Northwest Acura. I'm just like you. When I visit businesses, I'm surprised how customer service is not always their first priority. Over the past 10 years, I have hired and trained a team who understands it's the most important part of our business, Northwest Acura, because we're different.
Northwest Acura, a proud sponsor of the Marquee Matchup. Visit northwestacuracalgary.com.
It comes once a year. Hockey fans gather around their TVs, their phones, and of course, their sports radio. The NHL trade deadline is at 1 p.m. Mountain Time on February 26th. As always, Sportsnet 960 goes all out before, after, and right at the trade deadline. Listen on the air, check the website, check our Twitter, stream our app. If there's a trade, we're on it. If the Flames do anything, we'll really be all over it. On trade deadline day, we extend our coverage from 5:30 a.m. until the deadline arrives. Sportsnet 960 goes all local. You won't miss a thing. Once the dust settles, we'll break it down. Big insiders, we go where the trades happen. The NHL trade deadline is brought to you by
Murray Chrysler in Strathmore. Like the NHL trade deadline, they've got deadlines to hit with limited time offers. All 2017 inventory is marked down to dealer invoice pricing. 18 minutes east of Calgary, ask for Logan at Murray Chrysler in Strathmore. Sportsnet 960, The Fan is home for the NHL.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Flames hockey continues.
12:53 to play in the third period here at the Dome. The Flames were down 1-0, but have battled back to even the score at 1. In the second and final game against the Bruins this season, Boston beat Calgary 5-2 at TD Garden last Tuesday. Safe to say the Flames have been a lot better at Scotiabank Saddle Dome today, partner?
They have, although I didn't dislike them for about 30 minutes in Boston either.
Puck is shot behind Riddick's net. Chips it up to the near side to Hamidic. Hamidic gives the puck to Ferland. He feeds Hamidic. Then he moves it right wing side to Gaudreau at center. He plays it rink wide. Monahan. Stick handles in. Monahan spins and shoots, and that shot's off McAvoy's skating wide. Now Spooner will pick it up. Leave it in behind the net. Chara takes a shot from Ferland as he gives the puck to McAvoy. He knocks it ahead to Krejci, who clears it out. Here comes DeBrusk speeding in a 2-on-1 now. DeBrusk with a shot, and he rips it right over Riddick's head. Brody trying to poke it out, can't. It's held in. Here comes DeBrusk. Another shot. That one's blocked by Hamidic. And now Monahan taps it to Gaudreau, who loses it. But Monahan finds it. He weaves his way into the Bruins zone. Monahan in their 1-on-4, waiting for some reinforcements. Tries to find Lazar coming off the Flames bench, but the pass is picked off. And the puck's cleared down the ice. Here's Giordano, a stretch pass to Klimchuk, who gets clobbered along the near boards by McQuaid. Stajan racing in there in the forecheck. Falls awkwardly behind the Bruins net. As the puck is sent out to center, Backus can't get across the Flames' blue line with it, though. And now Stajan able to take Grizzlick off the puck, but it's scooped up by Nash, and he'll knock it deep into the Flames' zone. Gulak almost gave it away. He's able to get the puck back before Nash can pick it up. He spins and plays it far side to his partner, Stone. He slips it out to center, Lazar. Feeds it right wing side to Stajan, and he'll pitchfork the puck in behind the Bruins' net and catch up to it. He slides it into the near corner to Kulak, pinching into the play. Kulak trying to give it back to Stajan. Puck ends up bouncing by him into the far corner. Backus grabs it and plays it left wing side, and now it's sent out to center by Heinen. Here comes Backus across the Flames line with a shot, and again, he misses high, and then Stone pushes Heinen into the Flames net, and that leads to a stoppage in play with now 11:03 left in the third period. Boston has 26 shots to Calgary's 16, but up on the scoreboard, it's the Bruins 1 and the Flames 1.
We have a grand prize winner in the Safeway and Sobeys Score and Win Contest. Congratulations to Douglas Alton of Calgary. You've won an all-inclusive trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Safeway, Sobeys, and Dreams Resorts and Spas. And, of course, redtag.ca. That's where Canada shops for great travel deals. If you'd like to be our next lucky winner, shop at Safeway and Sobeys and listen to future games right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Who needs to play the lottery when you can just listen to our games here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan? Here's Marchand trying a shot, sticked away by Riddick. Giordano pokes it up the far side to Frolik, who scurries out to center and drops it to Backlund. Backlund, stick check by Bergeron, and now Marchand moves it up the left wing side to Pasternak. He tries feeding it in front, but his pass is read and intercepted by Giordano, and the captain will clear it down the ice, and icing's waved off, so the Flames will make a change as Carlo picks it up and plays it down the ice, but his pass bounces by Pasternak, and Brody will take over in behind Riddick's net. Bruins backing off the change now. Here comes Brody. He marches up the middle, makes a good pass ahead to Tkachuk, and he'll lift it up in the air and into the far corner. Just drops it there. Chara back to get it, being pressured by the combination of Hathaway and Jankowski, but he's able to poke the puck to Corrali, who clears it out to center. Achari just took a shot from Bennett as he moves the puck ahead to Shaler, and he'll shoot it in beyond the Flames' net. Shaler stripped of the puck there by Hamidic. Now gets stuck in their skates. We've got five guys fighting for it, and Brody digs it out of the pile and plays it left wing side to Bennett. Weaves his way out to center and slides it right wing side to Jankowski. Crosses the Bruins line, gets a weak backhand shot away. It's wide of Rask's net. And now the puck's bounced up the near boards, and Achari will tap it down the ice as both teams start to change. And as we pass the 10-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddle Dome, where the Flames and the Bruins are tied at 1 today. Happy Family Day to everybody. Hope you're having a good one. Good game here. Here's McAvoy deep in his own zone, trying to protect the puck from the Flames' leading goal-getter, Monahan. Moves it up the far boards, and Backus will bat it up to the near side to Nash, who crosses center and shoots it in. Riddick out of the Flames' net, fires it off the glass, but not out. Nash knocks it down and holds it in for the Bruins. Backus being double-teamed in the near quarter by Kulak. Can Monahan digs it free, gives it to Heinen. Heinen drops to Nash. Nash with a shot at the top Hamilton stick and wide to the far corner. Now Monahan feeds it far side to Ferland, who tries a rink-wide pass to Gaudreau, but it bounces by him and ricochets right in on Rask. So no icing call, and now Gaudreau's in there trying to steal it. He's 1-on-4 in the Bruins zone. He almost came up with a puck, but not quite. Here's Chara now. Bruins captain slips the puck ahead to Krejci, turns back into his own territory and leaves it behind for Chara, who takes some long strides out to center, gets across the red line and rifles the puck in behind Riddick's net. The goaltender stops it and now shoots it off the glass, not out. DeBrusque knocks it down but can't keep it in. Here comes Stajan out to center. He slides it up the middle to Lazar, plays it right wing side to Hamilton, but Flames are offside at the Bruins blue line, and we'll take a break. With 8 minutes and 24 seconds remaining in regulation time, Pastrnak in the first, Tkachuk in the second, and the Bruins and the Flames are still tied at one. Back with more of the third period and a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A new year means a new chance to drive home the 2018 Ford F-150, the most capable F-150 ever. Until the end of the month, eligible Costco members get $1,000 and your first 3 months' payments covered up to $1,500. Get the job done like a pro with great features like the class-exclusive military-grade aluminum body. Whatever the challenge, bring it in the 2018 F-150. Visit your local Ford store or find your Ford.ca.
Grey Eagle is Calgary's ultimate entertainment destination. Located at the doorstep of the Rocky Mountains, Grey Eagle Resort and Casino offers a beautiful four-star resort hotel, 84,000 square feet of live gaming action, and world-class event center. Host to incredible musicians and acts, including Cheech and Chong, March 22nd, Price is Right, live April 14th and 15th, and many more of your favorites. Get in on the action. For tickets and room info, visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca.
You are listening to Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
The scoreboard here in Calgary with 8:24 to play in the third period. The Flames and Boston Bruins are tied at one. And now with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Not much to update you on because both games that were earlier today are final and nothing going on right now. But two goals from Jason Zucker helps the Minnesota Wild to a 5-3 win over the New York Islanders this afternoon. And Alexander Ovechkin's 35th of the season, part of the Capitals' 3-2 win on the road in Buffalo. Three more games still to come. Predators welcome Ottawa. Kings on the road in Chicago. Late game tonight, Vegas Golden Knights take on the Anaheim Ducks.
Well, the Flames after an important pair of points today, family day here in Alberta. And in this ridiculously tight Western Conference playoff race, a win today would move the Flames past the Ducks and back into third place in the Pacific Division. Here comes Hathaway trying a shot, but it's blocked by Chara. And now DeBrusque, with his mom and his dad in the building today, will tap the puck into the Flames zone. Brody gives it to Jankowski, who leaves it behind for Bennett. He moves it rink wide, but his pass misses both Amadek and Hathaway. And now McAvoy has it in the Bruins zone. He makes a good breakout pass ahead. Here comes DeBrusque, zigzagging into the Flame zone. DeBrusque in up the right wing side, centers it in front, but his pass intended for Krejci's broken up. Here comes Bennett racing the other way. He comes in up the right wing side, stops, Bennett shoots, and that shot's off McQuaid and wide to the far corner. Now McQuaid with a stiff body check on Hathaway, who protects the puck along the end boards. Hathaway in there fighting for it. Jankowski in there too, and he comes up with it. But he's poke-checked by DeBrusque. He's going to grab it in the far corner and one-handed in behind the net. To Grizzlick in the near corner. He plays it to Spooner, who can't get it out. Giordano holds it in for the Flames. Plays it behind the net. Bennett trying to wrap it around and in. Ends up getting run into the back of the Bruins' net. But it's held in again by the Flames, this time by Hamilton, right point. Hamilton coming off a hat-trick on Saturday as it's swatted smartly off his stick by Spooner. And finally, the Bruins knock it down the ice and are able to seek in a line change with now 7:05 left in the third period of this 1-1 game. Here come the Flames again, led by Frolik. Off the left wing side, he'll float it in behind the Bruins' net. Tkachuk corrals the puck of the far corner, protects it from Bergeron, and drops it to Backlund. Backlund, though, has his stick lifted, and the puck stolen by Pastrnak, who knocks it out to the neutral zone. Frolik will blast it back in from there. Backlund first on it for the Flames, will knock it in behind the net. Tkachuk pickpockets Carlo, feeds it in front, but that pass intended for Frolik, intercepted by Krug, and now Bergeron gives it away. There's something you don't hear very often. Here's Kachuk in the far corner. He slides it down low. His pass intended for Frolik, picked off by Krug, who's going to lift it up in the air and down the ice. And boy, what a turn. The Bruins, under a lot of pressure, ice the puck to relieve it. The Flames have them on their heels a little bit with 6:26 left in the third, and the score still tied at one.
Certainly did on that shift, and on the prior shift, what an incredible battle away from the puck for Adam McQuaid and Garnet Hathaway. McQuaid, who's already tussled with Garnet in this game, looked like he wanted to go with him again. They both ended up losing their sticks. It was something to watch away from the puck.
The Flames want to keep Hathaway out of the penalty box and on the ice. He's been an effective player for them since he was bumped up to that third line again with Jankowski and Bennett. Here comes Hamilton off the right wing side. He sends it out to center. His pass bounces by Ferland right in on Rask, and the Bruins goaltender, with the score tied at one and 6:09 left, will take no chances, especially with Johnny Gaudreau heading towards his net. Gaudreau came into the day tied for fifth in the Art Ross Trophy race with 68 points, and he did get the second assist on that Matthew Tkachuk game-tying goal, so he's up to 69 points and 50 assists.
First time he's hit that plateau in his career.
Faceoff coming up to Rask's left. Lazar out there between Klimchuk and Stajan, and Lazar will take the faceoff versus Karali. Bruins centerman wins it. Charles will leave the pocket behind the net for McAvoy, who gets stapled to the end boards by Stajan. And now Klimchuk, in his NHL debut, fishes it out of their feet, but it ends up sliding right to Karali, and he clears it out to center. Kulak will pick it up and bring it back in, and shoot, and that rising wrister is gloved by Rask, and he'll hold on, and we will take a timeout. Our final one on this Family Day Monday here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. It's turned into a heck of a hockey game, I'll tell you. The Bruins scored the only goal of the opening period. David Pastrnak scoring his 22nd to make it 1-0 Boston. But the Flames get that goal back in the second period. Matthew Tkachuk scoring his 22nd for Calgary. And that power play goal tied the game at one. And with 5:53 to go, we're still tied at one. Back to finish off this Family Day feud in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Battle to fight or struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. Yep, sounds about right. The Battle of Alberta is a verbal and physical rivalry for the ages, with each team, Flames, Oilers, looking to secure a playoff spot. See it live with the Battle of Alberta package. Get a ticket to the March 13th game and another Flames game for only $99 plus applicable fees. Some conditions apply. The $99 Battle of Alberta package. Get yours at calgaryflames.com/tickets.
You know what goes with a great beer? Pizza. You know what goes with a great pizza? Beer.
Oh, yeah.
And if the pizza's all you can eat, well, you're probably in heaven. Or in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza. Every Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 2 p.m., they roll out a fresh batch of handcrafted thin crust 1 and 2 topping pizzas. It's all you can eat, with a salad for only $9.95. Offer good only in the pub and at Tom's House of Pizza on McLeod Trail South, Center Street North, and in Okotoks.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Flames hockey continues.
Well, a nail-biter here at the Dome this afternoon. 5:53 to play in the third period. The Flames and the Bruins tied at one.
After a difficult first dominated by the Bruins, shots on goal 13-4, and the Bruins scored the only goal. The Flames have hung with it and stayed with it against a team that usually stays with it most nights for all 60.
What an offensive zone draw. Stone tries a shot in the top Hathaway stick and wide to the far corner. And now Schaller will lift it up in the air and into the Flames' end. Gulak picks it up at his blue line and bounces it ahead to Bennett. He tries to hit Hathaway with a pass, but it bounces over the blade of his stick. And now McAvoy will spin in behind the Bruins' net. McAvoy protecting the puck from Bennett, gives it away to Hathaway, who then coughs it up. And now McAvoy picks it up again and plays the left wing side to Corrali. Corrali shovels it in behind the Flames' net. Jankowski being hassled by Achari. He'll poke the puck into the near quarter to Kulak, who springs Hathaway, and he slides it left wing side to Bennett, who comes in. Bennett, a great move and a shot, and he rips it right over top of the far post. Boy, what a great cut to the middle by Sam Bennett to create a scoring chance for himself.
He loves that move, but he missed the net by about 5 feet.
Now Brody Slides it up the left wing boards to Backlund, who crosses his blue line and plays it a rink wide to Frolik. He enters the Bruins zone, stops in the far corner and drops. Hamanek's shot, and he misses the net. Puck held in left point by Brody, though. Brody to Backlund, back to the blue line to Brody, and now right point to Hamanek. Hamanek's shot, tipped by Backlund, just wide of the Bruins net. Now McQuaid has his pocket picked by Tkachuk, but then Grizzlick steps in, lifts Kachuk's stick, and shoots the puck out to center. Hamanek bounces it to the Bruins' blue line. McQuaid gloves it ahead to Backus, and that hand pass leads to a whistle. Here's something to keep in mind. How good have the Bruins been? Well, they've been very good. They came into this game second in the Atlantic Division, second in the Eastern Conference, and fourth in the NHL's overall standings behind only the Golden Knights, Lightning, and Jets. But they have not lost consecutive games since December 14th and 16th, and have not lost consecutive games in regulation time since November 11th and 15th. So the Flames trying to snap one of those streaks, if you can call them that.
4:32 to go in a 1-1 game. Not much to choose. Hard to create chances on this day.
It's been fun to watch for a 1-1 game. Back to the left point, Giordano blast, and he misses on the short side. Back to the right wing boards, Hamilton attempts a shot, has it blocked, but the puck bounces right to Monahan. He'll knock it in behind the net to Furland, returns into the far corner and slips it right point. Hamilton a shot, tipped by Gaudreau, fantastic save by Rask.
Gaudreau looks to the heavens. He scored one of the two goals for the Flames in Boston on Tuesday, and Dougie Hamilton does a really good job to see him darting into the high slot. Gaudreau makes his stick available, and Hamilton, the former Bruin, laid it right on his tape. And Tuukka Rask with a fine stop.
Johnny Gaudreau can't believe it. He has 28 points since New Year's Eve, Lou. Third most in the National Hockey League. Only the Penguins' dynamic duo of Evgeny Malkin with 35 and Sidney Crosby with 31 have produced more. Face off to Rask's right. Bit of a scramble draw. Hathaway trying to get to the puck. It's all tangled up with Chara. And Carlo trying to clear it out. We'll back it up to Chara. And the Bruins captain plays it left wing boards. Heinen knocked off the puck by Jankowski. Gets it back and plays it up the middle ahead to Backus. He brings it in and drops it. Carlo is shot. And it flutters right into the glove of Riddick, who sticks out his blocker trying to stiff arm the attacking Bruin Heinen. And he's able to hold on for a faceoff with 3:49 to go.
And important for David Riddick right there with Heinen driving the net to make sure that he didn't provide a second shot opportunity, because Heinen, who's an excellent skater, had inside position.
Asov coming up to Riddick's left. Hasn't been as busy in the second and third periods as he was in the first, but this game could have got away from the Flames if not for their goaltender. Flames with a defensive zone draw. Monahan back to Brody. He slides it out to center ice, and from there, Furland will dump it in beyond the Bruins' net. Carlo gives it away. Gaudreau centers it. Monahan stopped by Rask again from point-blank range. Monahan's been a little snake-bitten during this goalless drought. Here comes DeBrusk across the Flames' line. Stick check from behind. Good back check there by Gaudreau. And now Monahan swings it up the left-wing side to Furland. He plays it rink wide. Gaudreau dangles in. Gaudreau, stick handles to the top of the near circle. Spins back to the blue line. Gaudreau dangling in. Does a figure eight. Moves it near side. Hamanek a blast off a skate and wide. Here's Furland far corner. Back to the blue line. Giordano kicks the puck to his stick and now shoots it. And that rising wrist shot is gloved by Rask, who holds on. Boy, the Flames really on their toes late in the third period of this 1-1 game.
Johnny Gaudreau, usually when he gets a little angry, the next couple of shifts, you can bet he's going to create the magic, darting in, wonderful lateral movement, and led to a good shift.
Face off to Rask's right, Backlund wins it. Tkachuk plays the puck left point. Giordano sticks by Pastrnak. Throws it to the net and stop. Rebound. Tkachuk to the backhand is robbed by Rask. How'd he keep that one out?
Did that maybe go off the post?
Maybe. Locking me on the Flames net now. Hamilton can't clear it out. Pastrnak hit by Hamilton. It's knocked off the puck. Pastrnak gets it back and then gives it right to his former teammate Hamilton, who rifles it down the ice, and that'll lead to an icing call on the Flames. So the Bruins with 2:32 left, and the score tied at one. We'll get an offensive zone faceoff to Riddick's right.
Another look off the draw. Tkachuk plays it back to Giordano, who makes a great little stutter step against Pastrnak, finds a lane, backhands it to the net, and either it goes off the bar or maybe hits the defenseman, who was McAvoy, in behind Rask.
Flames win a defensive zone faceoff. Hamilton muscles the puck up the far boards and into the Bruins zone. Tkachuk pokes it off Carlo's stick. Krug's back to get it behind his net. Moves it up the left wing boards to Carlo. His stick handles across his blue line and chips it off the boards. And Pasternak, who's got the Bruins' only goal, will shoot it in from there. They're making a change. Brody trying to catch them on it. Feeds Hathaway, but got a stoppage in play. And another faceoff coming up in Flames territory with now 2:10 to play in the third period. Shots on goal have really tightened up, Lou.
27-23. It was 13-4 Boston after one period of play. 23-12 after two periods of play.
And that fourth Flame shot was right at the end of the first period. It was a redirected dump-in.
Yeah, from 180 feet.
Yeah. Faceoff coming up to Riddick's left. Monahan lines up versus Nash. Nash wins the draw cleanly back to the right point to McQuaid. He slides it near side. Heinen spins and shoots. He stops. Rebound. Nash is stoned by Riddick. A diving save. A game-saving stop. Here's Backes spinning and shooting now. And the Flames goaltender kicks his shot away. Now Hamidick lifted off the glass and out. Ferland hits McQuaid and knocks it loose. Here comes Gaudreau and up the left wing side. He drops. Ferland twisting and turning. Will bounce it up the near side to Gaudreau. Gaudreau trying to protect the puck from McQuaid. Moves it to Monahan. He backs it up. Giordano with a drive and he fires it wide. Here's Hamilton far quarter centering. Bouncing puck. Hops top of the near circle to Gaudreau. Who backs it up to Giordano. The captain plays it right point. Hamilton a blast, but not a lot of traffic in front. Rask saw that shot and he stopped it.
Good pressure by the Flames after the Bruins nearly take the lead. Derek, here's how little things can make a difference. Hathaway on a long stretch pass was just offside. So instead of you attacking in their zone, you end up with a faceoff deep in your zone. The Bruins win it. It leads to a great chance and almost ended the game.
And Riley Nash, who scored twice in the Bruins' 5-2 victory over the Flames last Tuesday in Boston, had what would have been the go-ahead goal on his stick with no goaltender between him and the net. And the Bruins again. Corrali, a weak shot, sticked away by Riddick. A minute 15 left in the third period. 1-1 the score here at the Dome on Family Day. Puck loose behind the Flames net. Brody will grab it, bounce it up the near boards to Tkachuk. He leaves it behind for Hamidick. In his 500th NHL game, he slides it right wing boards for a leak. Has his stick lifted to the puck, stolen by Schaller. And he moves it ahead to Corrali. He skates into the Flames zone with now 55 seconds to go. Corrali backs it up to the blue line to Krug. Krug with a shot blocked by Frolik, but it bounces near boards. Corrali back to Carlo, who whiffs on a one-time try. And Tkachuk kind of got stuck in quicksand there. Had he been more on his toes, the Flames might have had a long 2-on-1 with a chance to take the lead late.
Well, part of the problem was his head turned the wrong way. He didn't know where the puck was.
30 seconds to go. Here comes Pasternak speeding it up the right wing side. He shoots, and Riddick makes the save. Rebound, Marchand! Bats it wide of a half-open net. Chara keeps the puck in left point, moves it to Marchand, but he gives it up. And now Gaudreau picks it up. He stick handles across the red line and flips it in behind the Bruins' net with 15 seconds remaining in regulation time, and the score tied at 1. McAvoy, near side to Pasternak, who floats the puck into the Flames zone. Brody hustles back to get it. He'll circle in behind his net, and he's just going to kill the clock, and that's a smart decision. The Flames playing against a non-division, non-conference opponent. Need at least a point, and they'll get one. It is 1-1 through three periods of play here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, and the Flames and the Bruins are off to overtime.
Well, David Riddick with a very impressive day. The Flames with an impressive third. They outshot the Bruins 12-7, and Tuukka Rask at the other end. Guess what, Derek? He still hasn't lost in regulation to the Calgary Flames. He might lose today, but that streak remains alive as the Flames make their way to overtime for the first time since February 3rd in this building against Chicago, and Sean Monahan scored his third overtime winner of the year. Now, the Bruins have been dynamite in every area this year except one. 3-on-3 overtime. They're just 1-6.
Wow. That's shocking.
In games decided in that neighborhood. Their last game in overtime came January 15th, a loss to the Dallas Stars.
Well, the Flames weren't great in the first period of this hockey game, but a lot better in the second and third periods. Down 1-0 on a goal by David Pastrnak. Matthew Tkachuk squares the score. Pastrnak's 22nd in the first period. Tkachuk's 22nd on the power play in the second period. And one of the reasons this game is going to overtime, the Flames have been good on special teams. 1-for-3 on the power play. Brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. And 2-for-2 on the penalty kill. Powered by GSL GM City, your Cadillac superstar and home of the $598 Cadillac XT5 all-wheel drive. Visit GSL GM City today. Well, this should be fun.
Sure should.
3-on-3 overtime with tons of talented players on these two teams. The Flames will start with two forwards, Michael Backlund and Michael Frolik, and one defenseman, Mark Giordano. The Bruins will start with two forwards in Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand, and one offensive defenseman in Torrey Krug. And winning the opening faceoff in overtime is such a huge advantage. And the Bruins have the NHL's fourth best faceoff man out there to try to win this draw versus Backlund. Bergeron came into the game with a 56.4 faceoff percentage this season.
Marchand has the Bruins' only overtime winner. It came December 13th in a game in Detroit.
Well, Bergeron wins the draw versus Backlund. We are underway with 3-on-3 overtime here at the Dome on Family Day Monday. Here's Bergeron, left wing side. Krug finds the puck at his feet, carries it into the near quarter, gets bumped by Frolik, but hangs out of the pocket, centers it in front. Bergeron trying to jam it in, is stopped by Riddick. And now Giordano gives the puck to Backlund, who weaves his way across the Flames line and moves it rink wide. Giordano catches up to the puck of the Bruins' blue line, but Frolik was off to the bench and gets stuck inside of the blue line. That's where the bench door is, and the Flames are offside on the play.
Well, the Bruins nearly won it in the opening seconds. Krug found Bergeron, who had position on Giordano in front, and Riddick not only stopped it, but he forced Bergeron with his paddle to be unable to create a one-time situation.
Bruins win a neutral zone faceoff. Monahan Gaudreau up there on forward for the Flames. Brody on defense. For the Bruins, they've got Pastrnak and Nash. They're up front with McAvoy on the back end. Nash will knock it in behind the Flames net, but Brody intercepts his pass for Pastrnak. Brody will send the puck out to center to Gaudreau. He backs it up to Brody at the Flames blue line. He banks it off the boards back to Gaudreau. Returns the puck to Brody again. Throws it in reverse and backs up in behind his net. Nash in hot pursuit. Bruins will change on the fly here as Brody moves it up the middle ahead to Monahan. Monahan gives it to Gaudreau. Pass was at his skate, so he'll kick the puck ahead to his stick, do some dipsy doodling, and then move it ahead to Monahan, who drops Hamilton to Gaudreau. Gaudreau shoots, and Rask with a good right shoulder stop. Here's Gaudreau again, centering. Hamilton bobbles the puck and now gets it back. He's hit by Pastrnak in the far corner. Coming in to help out is Krejci. He'll knock it behind the Bruins net. Pastrnak and Hamilton battling behind the play as McAvoy skates it out to center. 3.5 to play in overtime. 1-1 the score here at the Saddle Dome this afternoon. Bruins get the puck in deep. Backlund will pick it up and behind his net, move it far side to Hamilton, who plays it rink wide to Tkachuk, who's got the Flames goal in this game. Tkachuk drops to Hamilton. He skates up the right wing side across the Bruins' blue line, inching his way in. Hamilton stops, protects the puck from Spooner, and drops to Backlund. And with nowhere to go, he's going to turn out to center ice. Backlund back in the Flame zone. Now gets turned in the right direction, moves it up the middle of the ice. His pass bounces off Tkachuk's stick. It'll be behind the Bruins' net. Tkachuk grabs it, steps in front, centers it, bedded, misses a half-open net. Gets it back, dangles in front, shoots, and he's robbed by Rask with a fantastic blocker save. But Bennett holds it in. Bennett dangling in. Turns off to the far boards. Bennett leaves it left point for Gaudreau. The Flames buzzing, trying to win this one in overtime. Gaudreau will back it up to the blue line to the captain, Giordano. He walks the line and gives it back to Gaudreau. Gaudreau in the near circle shoots. He stopped. Big rebound off the blocker of Rask, and it bounces by Bennett. And now Bennett, a big hit in the far corner on Spooner, knocks the puck free, but Bergeron's going to pick it up. 2:10 to go in overtime. Bergeron slips it into the Flame zone. Spooner taken off the puck by Brody. Here comes Gaudreau the other way. He drops it back. Brody steps in, shoots, and he's stopped by Rask. Fantastic save.
Johnny Gaudreau for Magic. Guarded in on right wing. Felt Brody coming. Does anybody throw pucks into an area better in the sport than Gaudreau, knowing that your teammate's going to skate onto it? Johnny Gaudreau would have been a heck of a quarterback, because he'd throw a lot of routes into spots for guys to catch before they even finish the route.
Faceoff coming up to Rask's right. It's Monahan versus Nash. Monahan wins the draw to Gaudreau. Plays the puck left point, Brody. Far corner, Gaudreau stick handles in and shoots, and that backhand goes fluttering wide. Gaudreau gets it back, and will back it up to Brody, who skates it out to center. Turns back into his own territory and gives the puck to Gaudreau again. Gaudreau to Monahan, ahead to Brody. Brody racing in, cuts to the middle. Brody drops. Here's Gaudreau with it again. Gaudreau will turn back to the blue line to give it to Brody. Brody steps in. Brody to Gaudreau, and the pass is broken up. And now a breakaway for Marchand. A long one. Marchand in to the backhand, scores. Brad Marchand ends the game in overtime, scoring on a breakaway. A beautiful forehand to backhand move, and he beats David Rittich five-hole, and the Bruins win this one 2-1, a family day thriller here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary.
Marchand with a game on a stick after it was all Flames for about two straight minutes, but they couldn't beat Tuukka Rask, and Brody cut on a backhand. Riley Nash broke it up, and it left Marchand by himself. Opened up Riddick's legs right through the wickets for one of the premier players in the league. His 22nd of the year, wins it with 1:24 left in the extra session. His second overtime goal of this season.
Well, the bad news is the Flames don't pick up 2 points today, but the good news is they get one against a very good Bruins team, and with that 1 point, the Flames move into a tie for third place in the Pacific Division.
Great response by the Flames after a first period that I could only describe by the Bruins as clinical. They were awesome in period number one. Couldn't play the sport much better. Left the Flames in just a 1-0 hole, thanks to David Rittich, who saw him race off the ice. But, young man, you did all you could do today.
Here's Beasley with this afternoon's three stars.
Sportsnet, third star this afternoon from the Boston Bruins, number 88, David Pastrnak. The second star from Boston Bruins, number 63, Brad Marchand. And your first star this afternoon from the Calgary Flames, number 33, David Rittich.
Tough to argue with those. Our three stars this afternoon presented by Road Sport Auto Credit, where regardless of your credit, with two pay stubs and $29, Road Sport Auto Credit guarantees your credit for an auto loan today. If you could recap our Road Sport Auto Credit three stars.
David Pastrnak, the talented youngster from the Czech Republic, his 22nd of the year, opened the scoring back in the first period, and as usual, he was his dynamic, dangerous self. Brad Marchand, his 22nd, won it with 1:24 to go in overtime, and I thought he and Bergeron were just outstanding in this game today. And a guy who was equally as good, if not better, was the goalie. He takes the loss today, bounces back brilliantly from a tough start in this building less than 2 days ago. David Rittich turns aside 30 of 32 and is star numero uno.
And those, today's three stars, were brought to you by our friends at Road Sport Auto Credit. And our Road Sport Auto Credit first star on Family Day is Erie Rush. Congratulations, Erie. You won a 2004 Pontiac Sunfire. Hey, you too can be our first star. All you have to do is stop by Road Sport Auto Credit at their superstore at 1323 McKnight Boulevard Northeast, where you can enter for a chance to win a car following every Flames home game. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the Basement Systems Hot Stove Lounge and will host our post-game show and then the overtime call-in show. That's what's coming up next. Once again, the final score here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary on Family Day. The Flames fall 2-1 in overtime to the Bruins.